listen, laugh, and learn. Welcome to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another live edition of the Don Miller Show, where we listen, laugh, and learn right here on the Florida Man Radio Network. We have a lot of interesting conversation for you today, so you want to get your phone ready. That number is 321-339-1055 is the number that you will dial to join in this lively art of conversation. If you have not done it already, please go ahead and do it. What are you waiting on? Download the Florida Man Radio app so you can hear us anywhere in the country. Probably overseas too.
Yes,
right?
You can listen to us anywhere. Finish what you're doing. Hurry up. Let's get this going. Let's get it going. Were you breaking any a little late? Breaking news. Breaking news. D'Amica Page is taking her time opening the show. Breaking news. Go ahead.
I am not dealing with you today. You can head over, once you download that app, you can head over to the little button that says open mic, and you can share a 30-second
30 seconds. That's all you got.
Comment. Yes.
30 seconds.
30 seconds.
30 seconds.
It's going to abruptly just cut you off.
Just like that. You sound like you're stuttering.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Bring your
absolutely.
Ass over here. Get over here now.
You terrible, Don. Hey, Holly, what are you doing over there in the ATL?
Oh, man, just trying to make it happen. It's so good to hear y'all. D'Amica, it is so special to have you on like 2-3 days in a row. That's beautiful to me. I think it's beautiful.
We better enjoy it while we can.
I appreciate you, Holly.
We gotta enjoy this while we can.
Done is, I need some normalcy.
No, ain't no damn normalcy on this damn radio broadcast. These people have told me that they want us to be abnormal. They want us to come in here and do a radio show.
Check
that's what
and
they
check.
Share. Go ahead, D'Amica Page. Tell us where we're going today. Good morning. Good morning, D'Amica Page. How you doing over there?
I am not dealing with you today.
You are going to deal with me. You're on the Don Miller Show. This is the Don Miller Radio Hour.
I'm trapped.
I'm trapped. Locked up.
Yeah. Thank you so much again, everybody. Thank you. Steady, what up, baby? Oh, man, we over
here. Just here.
Oh, man, we got so much to talk about today, man. Good and bad and indifferent, and just a plethora of things that have been on my chest, heavy on my chest. Some things, as you know, on the Don Miller Show, the motto is?
Listen, laugh, and learn.
Some things spin into other things, and then they spin into other things. The next thing you know, we sitting around the table smoking Benson and Hedges.
I want to prescribe.
Oh, not the Benson and Hedges.
Yeah, my mom used to smoke Benson and Hedges. They was in a green pack. Then they made, I think, a silver pack of Benson and Hedges. And she smoked for a long time until she started coughing. And it was probably too late then.
Remember when cigarettes used to be like the thing? Everybody was smoking cigarettes?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Not everybody.
My grandma used to smoke in a car. I got early onset lung cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was the thing. They had all the commercials trying to get you to smoke.
Smoking Terrington.
Terrington. You could buy a whole box of Terrington.
You fight and switch and everybody have a black eye.
Yeah. Everybody. No, that wasn't Terrington with the black eye. That was Lucky Strike.
Yes, it was. No, Terrington.
You sure? With the black eye?
Terrington.
Yeah.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I remember.
Yep, I'd rather fight than switch.
I know. I tell you what, you could buy a box of them for $2. And they think that was
now
poison.
Can't get a pack. Now you can't get two Lucy's for $2.
A Lucy? What's a Lucy?
A Lucy is where you buy just one cigarette or two cigarettes. You're going to do those at bodegas in the neighborhood.
And that's pretty illegal, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
But that's the hood. When you go in the hood, everything is a little different.
Yeah, that's a true story, man. You're right, man.
Yeah, everything's a little different.
Right, because they used to sell, you're right, single cigarettes at the Arab store.
Yeah.
They say, Don, you're killing
Don,
the Arabs.
I remember, Don, took me to Chicago we were in Chicago, and you took me to we went to a place that sold hot dogs. They called them Diggities, I think, or something at that time. Red Hot.
That's what they were. We went to a place called Lulu's. It was in Chicago, and they sold, I think we went a few places, but one of them was Lulu's. It was a hot dog
stand. I know this place. this place right here, I had my hand on my gun the whole time.
Oh, yeah, that was Jewtown. Oops. That was the name. That was the name of it.
That was inappropriate.
But it was the name of it. Stedman, you live in Chicago. You remember Jewtown?
I do not. Yeah. Well, actually, no, I kind of do.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, Stedman, you was going to lie.
We walked in the place. It was terrible, wasn't it?
It was terrible. But I remember a kid came up with us, and when he came back out, his bike was gone. His bicycle.
And he started crying. Yep.
And just started walking home like, hey, this is what happened. You cry, walk home.
Wow.
You might go.
Yeah. That's so terrible.
I hope I didn't offend anybody, but if you know the history of Chicago, pull this up right quick, D'Amico Page. I hope I didn't offend anybody, but if you know the history of Chicago, there is an area known to many as Maxwell Street, but it was affectionately known to more people as Jewtown.
See, I always thought that was Skokie.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's,
I remember you took me there. Yeah, y'all took me there.
Yeah, that's real good. Yeah. And it was there for many years, and you would go on weekends.
Yeah. Maxwell Street, yeah.
What does it say?
Jewtown, Chicago.
Yeah, so again, some of the best food you'll ever eat. A good friend of the show, a sponsor of the show, Skip Western Outfitters. Skip's Western Outfitters. He sold socks on Maxwell Street for many years. That's where he started his business in terms of the shoe business. He worked on Maxwell Street 40, 50 years ago.
Wow.
At a place called Sherman Shoes. He started where he ended up being a manager there, and he sold socks by the bundle. In Jewtown, Maxwell and Halsted. That was a great, great time. We would get on the bus. I was a child, and we would ride the bus to that area. And it wasn't about how much money you had. You would never leave without some. How much you got to spend? I'll never forget my first Easter suit was purchased there. And we walked into place, and my mom said, you like that suit? And I was like, yes, ma'am. And the dude was like, how much you got to spend? She's like, this, and she threw him a number, and he was like, no. And we started walking out. He said, okay. And I took that Easter suit home. I'll never forget my first Easter suit. Easter was in the summertime, and the suit was a winter suit. I was sweating like a runaway slave in church. The church that had no air conditioning. But that's how you got a deal. You bought your winter suit in the summertime. I was sweating. I had a little bow tie on, and then
little Donnie.
Little Donnie.
And I'll never forget, there was Easter Sunday, and I had my Easter speech. I'll never forget this. It was beautiful, and I had to study my Easter speech and go to.
You remember your speech?
Yeah, I remember my Easter speech. I was about 7 years old. You remember your Easter speech, Holly?
I actually don't. But I do remember when I had to read a scripture. Mm-hmm. For church. Oh, it was a special thing because I had to get a coat, mm-hmm. jacket to wear that day after mm-hmm. that Sunday.
I read
the scripture, and everybody was like, oh, Lord, boy, he going to be, boy, that God got moving in him. My like, man, I just read this. That's all I did. That's all I did. I was terrified.
Hey, Holly, can you do me a favor, Deacon Holly?
What's that?
Can you bring Lil Donnie up as we prepare for his Easter speech? Bring me up.
Bring Lil Donnie up. What? The First Baptist Church of the Show Enough, we can't get enough of this real truthfulness, mm-hmm. Church of God in
mm-hmm.
Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like to bring up today our special, special guest. Mm-hmm. He's a young man
mm-hmm.
who still lies and cheating still, but we still believe it. We believe he's going to be all right. Y'all give it up one time. Show your love, Donnie Miller.
Hi, congregation. My name is Lil Donnie Miller. I've given all of the God who's the head of my life and the membership here at the church that is bringing good news every Sunday morning.
I've been
studying my Easter speech right here. And here we go. Here we go. I am not too small to wish you all a happy Easter day. God bless you.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's beautiful. Lord, everybody stand up and give applause.
Oh, my God.
Y'all give you
so much. Thank you so much, man.
Yeah. Three sentences.
No wonder you remember it.
Yeah, that was terrible. But they was all, wait, now, don't laugh at me. There were some kids who just had one word.
And they
the famous one was, Jesus Well.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That was for the slow kids.
Jesus Well.
The slow kids.
Amen. God bless them.
Jesus Well or He Has Risen.
He Has Risen.
He Has Risen.
Or then if you was a slow but not all the way, they'd be like, He has risen as He said He would. Yay. Then there's another kid coming going to say, He has risen as He said He would. Come see the place where the Lord lay.
Oh, wow.
Thank you so much. And then they had that kid who wasn't supposed to be there. He just walk up there and say, Jesus. So anyway, yeah, great times growing up, buying your clothes, in the negotiation process.
But Holly, I do not remember my Easter speech because it was long, and because my grandmother was just like that. But
yeah, you was a smart one.
You had to hurry.
Here come little D'Amica.
But Holly, what I do remember, I remember having to practice for several days. My grandma would make me. I'll never forget it. I would have to stand in front of the TV because the TV was in front of her favorite chair. I'll have to stand in front of the TV in front of her and practice my speech. Regularly before Easter Sunday, mm-hmm. I remember I wore a little blue dress.
Really?
I remember the dress
but
I wore.
Was,
I remember practicing for it, but I don't remember. Probably.
Yeah,
I was
5'11".
Always the tallest kid. Always the tallest kid. Got picked on all the time.
You don't remember the speech?
No, I don't remember the speech. Mm. Absolutely not.
That's all them drugs you did, PJ, pre-Jesus.
Oh, wow.
Pre-Jesus.
Wow.
What drugs I did, Don?
I'm just messing with you. Pre-Jesus.
Oh. You kill me, man. You just make us so much stuff.
Thank you so much, everybody. Oh man. Got a lot to get to this morning, of course. Just so much in the news. We decided.
Flintstone vitamins. Those are my drugs.
Getting up there, jumping up
and
down.
Did you have the Flintstone vitamins?
Oh, yeah, of course.
The chewables?
Don't mess around there and eat two of them.
You get one bar in your day. That's it.
Up for the day. Yes.
The chewables. Remember that?
Yes, man. I remember eating them like they was candy and got in trouble.
What happened? What happened?
My grandmother was.
Really?
She was so terrible.
You was running around doing backflips.
She fussed about you.
They had you amped up.
She fussed about everything.
Chewable Flintstone vitamins. Oh,
they obviously work. Look how tall she is.
Yeah. No, she was tall when she was eating the vitamins.
I was tall when I came out the womb.
Your mama did tell me that. You was pretty long. It took two doctors to pull you out.
Long and hairy.
Two doctors to pull you out.
Shut up, Don.
6'3", okay? So those that don't know, she's about 6'3", which is taller than any of us that are working in here in this office. But I don't know, Stedman might be taller than that.
Stedman's 6'4".
No, I'm 6'3". Okay. She actually may have me. I think I'm starting to shrink.
Oh, well, before you shrank, okay? How tall were you?
Oh, wow.
6'3". Okay.
Before shrinkage, that's what his girlfriend always said.
Shrinkage don't count.
I think D'Amica's got us all.
Holly, I was long and hairy. And let me tell you about the hairy story, though.
Oh, God.
I was a hairy baby. But my grandmother warned my mom that I was going to come out hairy because why? What do you think? Could you guess why she thought, why she knew I was going to come out hairy, huh?
She was drinking coffee? No, I don't know what.
Why?
No, because my mom loved Planet of the Apes, and she watched it religiously while she was pregnant with me. And my grandmama told her if she don't stop watching Planet of the Apes every day that I was going to come out like a little hairy monkey.
Your grandma said that?
Dude, didn't I tell you how she was?
You didn't have a chance.
You were doomed from the womb. You come from straight brokenness. When your grandma calling you a monkey,
you're gonna be hairy.
I was a little hairy baby. My hairline almost connected to my eyebrows.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Lord. So you had a mustache for facial hair. He had the unibrow.
I didn't have a mustache, but I had hair all on my arms, my back. I was a very hairy little baby. Like Simmons sitting over there.
What I do?
Out there that want to make jokes. Don't make jokes about D'Amico, okay?
I didn't know that, D'Amico. I heard a lot of your stories. I ain't never heard the fact that you was out here on Monkey Action.
Did you just call it Monkey Action?
Yeah, D'Amico, I ain't know that. D'Amico, you done told me a lot of stories. I ain't know that. Monkey Action? I never knew D'Amico was on Monkey Action. For real.
Oh,
I can't stand
you. Keeping too many secrets. Like
from you, of course I would.
Yeah, I come on the radio till
what, Holly? And you didn't warn me when I first met this cat. If you would have warned me, I wouldn't have told him nothing.
On this Monkey Action.
And then you tell him stuff and you forget about it, and then he bring it up on the radio. Like that is some shenanigans.
He remember everything.
I'm telling you, memory like an elephant.
It might not be remembered right, but he remembers.
Okay.
Yeah, because he'll add him some stuff in there.
I'm telling you, the king of embellishment, man. The king of embellishment.
Oh, yeah. You write with him. You're like, yeah. Wait. Hold on. No.
He's going to add some bells and whistles to it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Emasculation to begin with. Then experimental surgery on the speech centers, on the brain. Then a kind of living death.
That was the Planet A, Charlton Heston. That was D'Amico's daddy.
I recognize that up, you stupid.
Behold, D'Amico cometh out.
Remember that movie? That was a great movie.
That was a great movie, Planet A. D'Amico's grandma was terrible.
Damn you!
Hands off me.
That's horrible, man. I'm sorry, D'Amico. Your grandma had a terrible spirit for somebody.
She wasn't terrible. She was just very unfiltered.
She knew Jesus just all the time. That baby looked, remember the old people used to say, somebody bring the baby over and the old person, like I used to tell people, do not bring your baby over my grandmama's damn house. I want your grandma to see them. Don't bring the baby over here. What up, little Sean? What up, baby boy?
What's going on, guys?
Don't bring that baby over here to my grandma's house. Man, but my grandma told this girl one time, baby, you show that's your baby. you ain't get the mix up over there at the hospital. The hospital, they mix your baby up. Baby, that baby don't look nothing like you. Who the daddy?
Say it again, dog.
They say
it,
right? Look at the nose.
How did they say it?
Come here, baby. Sit down. Who the daddy? You sure you know who the daddy of this baby is? And she's like, yes, ma'am, I know who the daddy is. It's Reggie. You need to bang Reggie over here. You need to bring Reggie. We need to see Reggie. This baby look like a white baby. Is Reggie a white man? No, the baby albino. She like, albino? No, albino. Miss, baby, listen to me. That baby hair. That baby hair and his face the same color.
Baby look Norwegian.
The baby Norwegian. Hey, I've heard old people tell people they baby was ugly. I'm telling you, in real life, Holly.
Will say whatever they need to say.
I'm telling you, unfiltered.
Anytime. It's okay.
That's why you don't take
That's
your
why
baby.
I like them.
That's why you don't take your baby around until the baby get a little older.
Well, you definitely don't want to be around them if you're sensitive. If you wear your feelings on your sleeve, don't do it.
Don't torture yourself.
That's when you take them around old people.
Yeah,
then
man.
Then they tell you, well, your baby he gonna have a little lisp when he talk now. You know, his ear, he's going to have hair right between his eyes. And, you know, they tell you everything.
But this is the worst one.
I sure hope he don't grow up to be like his dad.
Oh, yes.
Oh, his daddy ain't worth a damn.
That boy is going to be just like his daddy.
He's going to be running from the police before he's seven. Your dad, I told his daddy you ain't gonna end up all right. And I just want the Lord, let's give me that baby. Your father, name of Jesus. Jesus, father, name of Lord. Just heal this baby from the scandal that's before it. Heal this baby, take this sinful mindset laid upon this child. And in the name of Jesus, we ask you to look at the baby and take this veil over this baby's eyes and move in the direction of success. And I just want you to know that this baby didn't do it to himself. His daddy is terrible. Amen. I say his daddy walked it with Satan, and Satan is in the baby spirit. In the name of Jesus, and everybody walked with him. Amen.
Ain't that what's true?
Terrible. Yeah, them old people, they pray about anything. Am I right?
At the drop of a dime. At the drop of a dime.
They always got their hype guy, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you be doing that thing, their hype guy in the background.
Yeah.
Oh, amen to that.
Oh, man. Good.
Middle of a conversation. Now start praying.
You know, I was talking to you know, how you doing, Miss Murrow? What you doing? And just bow her head. Everybody, what the hell is wrong with her?
You know, the part that gets is when they start the little humming when they talk to you. Everything all right, and then they start saying that you know the Lord has to take the time to help you with your spirit. Look inside. See how you feeling. Know how you working. I'm like, God, wait, hey man, I ain't even asked for all this. I just want to know where the bathroom is. Go down the hall. Turn left.
Y'all are a mess.
You know what?
You don't have nothing to do with none of this. So why is you telling me about it?
No, you're right though, Holly. You know you're right. You have to be able, and you can't cut them off once they get going.
Mm-mm.
You just gotta sit there.
You gotta let them finish. You gotta let them finish. I have an auntie right now that we have a weekly service on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's about 30, 40, 50 people maybe at different times. But I go on and listen because it's my aunt, and she, you know, she's an evangelist, and she want to save people's lives and their souls and stuff. But boy, let me tell you something. Every week it's the same thing. It's the same stuff. It's just, I'm like, come on, man. God ain't forgot nothing from last week. He gave his memory better than that. Why is we going through all of this?
Why need a remix.
She got a list.
Fix it, dip. Let LeSean come on and do
you know, it makes you. I feel you, Holly. It makes you want to say, okay, God is big, man, the creator of the universe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He gave you no new revelations, man.
Still stuck on.
And you know that car that you had your late payment on, you're going to go ahead and fix that. Yeah, I want to tell me something. Help me feel better about my day, my week, my life, or something. You know, don't just keep talking about them. And the power of God is he going to take the pain away. And I'm depressed.
But you know what's funny, though? Also, I got this. This was when I knew I had to get away from. I had this said to me probably 500 times as a kid. Baby, come here. Sit down. Yes, ma'am. You know, a disobedient child won't live half his days.
Oh, yeah.
You heard that how many times? No.
500. A disobedient child won't live half of his days.
You wasn't getting it then.
Bad kids gonna die. They had you terrified.
Mm-hmm. The bad kids, don't dispute your elders.
Dispute.
They didn't say dispute. They say dispute. Don't dispute your elders. The hell is you talking about?
Trying to get right to it.
Don't come here. Don't spew your elders. Take that gum out your mouth. See, you wasn't raised right.
Boy, you sound like Miss Ball. Like,
damn.
I know, right? He got it down pat.
He was a superintendent of our Sunday school, Miss Ball. Minnie Mae Ball. God bless her. Her name was Minnie Mae Ball. And now you know I can't make that up.
Oh, you definitely can't.
But Minnie Mae, boy, she didn't play the radio, but I'm talking about. But as soon as you got there, you turned into a soldier. You followed the lines. You walked down the hall. You ain't do nothing. Because Minnie Mae would light you up. And she was one of those Sunday school teachers that will whoop you.
All Sunday school teachers would whoop you.
Then tell your parents she whoop you. Then your parents whoop you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are the good Sunday school teachers.
Man, I got my ass tore up in church.
Back to that, you know, the way they whooping you and not feeling on you.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Yes, sir.
Well, I got my ass toe up in church. Then they told my mama, I think this the one that you don't have to bring him, Sister Rose. He just don't have to bring him. He don't just he oh, can no, learn on his no, own.
No, no. Come on Sundays, just
he
Sundays.
Can, he can be homeschooled in Jesus. He need to go to Jesus homeschool.
Jesus homeschool.
Yeah. Hey, look, we're going to run the break. We come back. Open up the conversation. Holly Holloman, D'Amica Page, Lil Sean, steady in the studio. We'll be back in a moment. Boom.
Back to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks so much, everybody. Welcome back to the Don Miller Radio broadcast, the cavalcade of conversation brought to you by Lucky Strike.
Not Lucky Strike.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You'd rather fight than switch.
My mama would be crying if she listened to this.
I didn't hear it.
Who is that? Tell her who that is, Stedman.
The storm is passing over by...
passing the caravan.
Oh, it's the caravan. Okay.
Albertina Walker?
Wait. What'd you say? What'd you call it,
Stedman? I said it was...
He said it was...
Shirley,
you heard me.
That's the caravan, Shirley Caesar, Albertina Walker.
I knew that.
Okay.
Oh, boy, that was a squad right there, boy.
Yeah. That was a squad.
Albertina Walker and Shirley Caesar.
Dolores Barrett Campbell and Sally Martin, the 1962, I think it might have been.
Yeah, they're going to raise some money for that offering.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Hey, it's Mother's Day. What you guys got planned? Steady, what you got, man?
I'll brunch with Mom on Saturday.
Yeah, where y'all taking her?
Luke's Kitchen.
You been there before?
I have. It's good.
Yeah.
I like some
it's
Luke's.
It's Mother's Day this week. Man, I'm so off. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
this I gotta Sunday. Go
do what?
But I don't have my mother or grandmothers or anything like that. So it kind of just, you know.
What you doing?
Holly calls it Sunday.
What you doing?
I don't know. I see my mom's very adventurous, so I got to see what she's doing first because she on these type of days she likes to take off and go gamble a little bit over at the Hard Rock.
Okay, so she might not want to be bothered with you, is what you're saying?
Yeah. But I see her all the time.
Yeah.
I'm a mama's boy, man. I'm there all the time. I call her every day.
Yeah, because you're going looking for a meal. That's why.
Oh yeah, that too.
What you doing, Joe?
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
What you doing with your mama?
She has to work Sunday, so we're going to probably have something eat out, and I'll get her one of her favorite things.
What's that? A bottle of sangria de Judah?
That is one of her favorite things.
That's what I'm getting her. A bottle of sangria de Judah.
Yo, really? Yeah. You're getting something for my mom.
Yeah, your mom takes care of you, and you take care of me in the studio. I appreciate you very much. I'm going to read my mama's obituary this weekend. I ain't never read it.
You know what? I'm
going to read it.
When I was going through
watch the video, too, I think.
Really? Y'all did a video?
I did a video.
Oh, you sure did.
Do something she used to like doing. Like, you know,
smoke
maybe,
reefer?
Yeah, that. She used to smoke.
Yeah.
Okay.
My mama used to be like,
baby, I'm who mama a smoker.
Yeah.
Roll a fatty.
My mama didn't smoke weed till she was what you think? 70. When she goes to live with Deb.
That's when you realize that it's good for you.
You know, when she went, you bought the ticket. When she go live with Deb?
I don't remember like how old she was.
What year was it up there? 18, 19?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. My brother called me. He was like, hey, I need to talk to you. He's a man of God. Hey, how you doing? I need to talk to you. I said, what's up, man? He's like, oh, you by yourself? I'm like, yeah, I'm by myself. What's up, man? Like, what's going on? He's like, oh, I thank mother. And she was 80 then, like 79. I think mother's smoking that marijuana.
What marijuana?
That reefer.
That reefer. That herpy lettuce. I think she's smoking that reefer. I'm like, yeah, she's 79.
She wasn't buying it on the corner.
Right, like she's 79. And he's like, yeah, but you know, that's illegal. No, it ain't. She's 79. Oh,
wow.
And like your mom even going to the corner.
Right, even if it was illegal for 79.
It's for glaucoma.
Actually, yes.
There you go.
Yeah. So again,
leave her alone.
This is my first Mother's Day without her, too.
Is it the first one?
Yeah, remember she passed in November. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah,
yeah, right still.
Oh, yeah. Without
her physical, yeah, will she without be her with physical. You spiritually?
Now, I hope she ain't watching some of the stuff I'm doing.
Like, now, she already changed the channel on you.
Stand down. Yeah, she turned the channel on me already. But again, you know, it's Mother's Day. And the problem with Mother's Day, everywhere you go is crowded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and everywhere. You just, people making reservations and you know, they everywhere you go, then the church people, them damn church people, man, they should just have a big-ass hall for nothing but the church people to go to because none of the servers want to work on Mother's Day because church people don't tip.
Nope.
Servers don't like, serve church people.
Right.
All their tip money
which lets you know they're not learning anything while they're in church.
Wow, yeah, yeah. Damn, I didn't think about that. They done left all their money over there around Mike.
I tell you what, you go to Spanish churches. You go to Spanish churches, they eat there.
Yeah.
They have the little sandwiches made. They have the little donuts with the hot chocolate at the end.
Oh, man, I'm going to start going to Spanish.
LaShawn, don't you know, when I first moved to Lake County, I went to visit this Spanish church with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
They spoke no English and they whatsoever.
Didn't even care. A lot of singing too, right? A
lot of singing. They're more like African American churches. Very expressive. Very expressive.
Holy Ghost catching.
What'd you say, Holly?
They were singing in Spanish.
In Spanish. The service was in Spanish. Everything was in Spanish. No English translation.
Stay at home and watch TV.
But here's the weird thing though. I felt unusually comfortable. Like, I was very surprised how comfortable I was,
Like, nobody was judging you or anything.
No, it just, I don't know, for whatever reason, even though I couldn't understand them, their language, the environment felt very, I was very at peace. I was very comfortable.
Because the spirit was there.
Wow. Yeah, I was very comfortable. I went for quite a while. They were
Greek. You went to Spanish church every Sunday and didn't know what the hell they were talking about.
But look, they started embracing me like I was a part of the family.
But you didn't know what they were saying.
Sure didn't. But they still treated me. But I'm telling you, it's the weirdest thing ever.
It is
the weirdest thing ever. But
it is weird.
They would look for me. They would hug me. They treated me like a part of the family. And I had they knew I spoke English, huh?
But first of all, if you're in the Spanish church, you 1 foot taller than everybody in there, okay? Okay. So that they already thought of you as a goddess. And it's like, oh my God, the black goddess is here. He's here again. Oh my God.
Sent from heaven above.
All the little girls.
I thought it was an angel.
Sent from heaven above.
Yeah.
While the little kids sitting by me.
And I gotta ask Sean this, because Sean grew up in the Spanish church. Why do the Puerto Rican girl, I went to a Puerto Rican church, they wear the tightest clothes.
Yes, they do.
I was in like, church? That Amen. Is not appropriate, but please keep wearing it.
Well, the type of church my family was in, it was more like Pentecostal Christian.
Oh, so y'all so they had Pentecostal. Skirts. Yeah, 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 yeah. They had no makeup on.
But then later on, they were allowed to wear makeup. And not now you go to those type of churches.
But I went to the Puerto Rican church, and every girl in there's body was banging. I forgot Jesus was in the temple. I was like, damn, she fine. Damn, she fine. Oh, my God, she fine. And the preacher was preaching, and I was focused. On the devil's work, the devil's mission.
Inside church with shades.
Oh, man, I was there with some fine-ass women in the Spanish church. I started learning Spanish. I took the course. I went home and bought Rosetta Stone. Like, I'm going to learn how to speak Spanish.
Wow.
I was like, but they were so fine, and they was wearing them little tight outfits. And I was like, how does everybody in a community of people have a banging-ass body? You know what I mean?
Fried chicken.
Because like Sean said, they do. They bring food, and you eat after service.
Yeah, you're right, because I would smell service. Food in the sanctuary. Yeah. You'd be like, somebody cooking.
When you start smelling the food, you know the service about to be over.
It's wrapping
up.
Yeah, it's wrapping up.
All the hot plates got fired up.
Yeah, but you know, they're in there. The food is ready. You'd be like, food ready. Oh, man.
Yeah, but I really enjoyed it. It was interesting. Then they started sitting. They let one young lady sit next to me, and she would translate for me.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, see, that's good because they would never do
but
that.
You got a personal translator in church.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very interesting. First time I've ever sat in a service and didn't know what that was. Saying.
You know what's funny though? That's interesting you say that because. In the Haitian community, they don't care if you know what the hell they're talking about or not. I'm just being honest. You go to Haitian funeral, it's like all the white ladies who used to work with the dead lady from Disney, and there about 100 white folk, and it's a 3-hour funeral. Or the Rosen, they worked at Disney or the Rosen, one of them, and all these white people in there, because they really did love Maria, and they done came, and the entire family's there, and they do a 3-hour service in Creole, and they just sitting there, them white people just sitting there like, they looking at each other, and then you got to stand up, they just, stand up.
Oh my God, it's been over an hour, oh my God.
Yeah, I'm like, they ain't said nothing in English, they just went on about their business. All you understand is some of the names in English, right? Her husband's name was Jean,
Jean-Baptiste. Pierre.
I'm just saying, man, and they don't even care. And I had to say something one time. I was like, y'all know it's people in here don't speak Creole. I said, I was on behalf of the funeral home. We thank you, but there are members in the church that don't speak Creole. Can you please allow the members, the visitors, to understand the service? I went up there and they were looking at me. They kept on speaking Creole.
I said, who this Negro?
Yeah, Negro, who you think you is? Sapase, ass crack. Sapase.
Double your ass up out.
Oh, man. Goodness. Y'all need some counseling. This is terrible what we're doing here on this radio, man. This is not good radio. People tune in this show to get some knowledge, man. That's the first hour. You ain't get a damn thing. I'll tell you what I'm telling you right now.
Real knowledge.
Oh, man. Again, thank you so much, everybody. Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, Florida Man Radio. Coming up 2 p.m., the Shannon Burke Radio Show, followed by Jesse Kelly. And, of course, in the morning, Bubba the Love Sponge. All of us are right here on Florida Man Radio. In the studio with us is Little Sean.
Yes, sir.
We got a lot of things happening coming up soon here on the Don Miller Show. So as we go to break, may the Lord watch between me and thee.
Me and thee.
While we are absent from one another. Yes, absolutely.
That's what you say at the end of the program.
No, I say, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we absent from one another.
Yeah, that's what you say at the end of a program or a service.
This is the end of this segment. Okay, we're going to move on. Amen. May the Lord watch between me and thee. Turn to your neighbor and say, amen.
Hey.
Amen. You listen to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio. Get us out.
Back to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
My baby makes me proud. Lord, don't she make me proud.
Ooh, I love this song right here.
But when it turn out,
she never makes a scene. Yeah.
Welcome back to the Don Miller Show, where we listen, laugh, and learn. If you want to join in the lively auto conversation, give us a call. 321-339-1055 is the number to dial. Or go head over to the Florida Man Radio app and hit that button. Leave us a 30-second open mic. Speaking of open mics, we're going to see what you guys are saying to us now.
What are they talking about?
What's up, guys? Nice show. Hey, I'm convinced you need to make an oh wow button so you can just constantly press it and it goes, oh wow.
What's up, Don Miller, Holly Holloman, D'Amica, Stedman, LP, Sparky 3-5 to you. I know I've been out of the loop for a little while, but I've been working harder than an ugly stripper with a month's rent due or an eviction notice.
That's D'Amica, a lot of pressure.
I can't believe you just told that monkey story. Your grandma could get away with that. See, a white guy like me, I couldn't say something like that. Hey, I love the show, guys. I'm listening today. Be-do, be-do.
Be-do, be-do, sir.
Hey, y'all, it's T.R., D'Amica's future husband. Don, this has been bothering me all night, and I'll buy you the drinks, you and I, Blend and Barrel. D'Amica wants to come, that's cool, too. You got to tell me more stories about this Velvet in Zellwood story. Velvet in Zellwood. I'll buy the drinks. You got my curiosity. Be-do, be-do.
What was going on in the background?
Charlotte at work.
I heard a.
He works hard for D'Amica.
I heard a. I sound like a monkey in the wrong. Background, a little monkey or something, a chimpanzee or something.
Like a pig pen.
Oh, wow.
I know he worked over there by the zoo in Sanford.
Let's not get it twisted. Our audience, let's not get it twisted.
No, okay? putting out the warning label.
But he's
I'm
a second.
I'm trying to tell you now, don't get your feelings hurt.
He's the second person to ask about Velvet in Zellwood. That's actually a real person. It was 30 years ago, and I don't know what happened to her. I heard she was an evangelist now.
Okay.
Yeah, he said. Oh, could you not hear it, Holly?
I couldn't hear it.
Okay. So the open mic was just played, that was Geoff in Sanford, and he wants to take me out for a beer and have me to tell him more about Velvet in Zellwood. Sounds like he knows her or something. I don't know. He's like, he wants to hear I mentioned Velvet in Zellwood recently on the show from 30 years ago. And I think he wants to know more about it.
I remember Velvet.
I know you do. I bet damn sure you do, man. I was crazy about Velvet and Zellwood. So, yeah.
Do y'all want to be vaginally incarcerated? Yeah. Is that the conclusion? He looking for incarceration.
He vicariously through me. I ain't gonna tell him my business. Go ahead with that nonsense. Okay.
D'Amica and the incarceration.
Yeah, but think she
got incarceration is a terrible thing.
Actually realized just now that looks like she passed away. Yes, she did. She passed away March 22nd, 2023. Read that, D'Amica. Yeah, she passed away.
Velvet?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Scroll up to the picture. Scroll up to the picture.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Man, that's...
And who was Velvet, for those who are just tuning in
that
for the first
Velvet.
Time?
Velvet was a young lady that I was smitten for back in the day. Many years
Smitten.
Ago.
Now that's different.
No, yes, her real name or his stripper
yesterday
name?
Yesterday he was vaginally incarcerated. Now you just smitten. Now that you found out she's passed away.
Yeah, man. Okay. Not even,
now that went from vaginal incarceration to I'm smitten.
Wow, that's crazy, guys. I'm reading. This is. I hope no family members heard this story.
Jeez. Now you worried about somebody hearing it.
Man, I shouldn't have told nobody. Pastor Velvet. Yeah, she was a pastor. Wonderful, wonderful lady. Oh, wow. Give us a call. 321-339. Damn, Don Miller, you terrible. Anyway, 33. I'm on my way to hell on the monorail. With no stops. Go ahead.
One way.
Go ahead, D'Amica.
Speaking of pastors, interesting conversation that's trending right now. We want to kind of get you guys' thoughts about it. Pastor John Paul Miller just announced to his congregation recently that his wife passed away by self-induced. She passed away. And police are investigating, and there are some things that not quite lining up. We want to jump into that conversation today with you guys.
You know, it's interesting because the lady called 911 herself. And I want to play this clip and then listen to the pastor how he tells his congregation of the loss of his wife. Go ahead, Stedman.
Robinson County 911, what's the address of your emergency?
Are you able to trace the location of my phone? Okay.
Tell me what's happened.
I'm about to kill myself, and I just want my family to know where to find me.
Okay, ma'am. Just listen to what I'm saying, okay? Let me make sure I got the exact location where you're at, okay? Just 1 minute.
We're not going to do an altar call today. Instead, I'm going to have you stand up, and I'm going to make an announcement. And after the announcement, I'm going to ask that you leave church quietly and don't talk about the announcement here in the building, please, if you can, so y'all can stand to your feet. before I make the announcement, I also want to say that my request to you is that you will continue to come to church and serve and give for the next, you know, little bit. Because I don't want to have, I'm taking a little bit of a break, and I don't want to have to worry about the church. My break may be a few days, a few weeks, I don't know. I got a call late last night. My wife has passed away. And yeah, it was self-induced, and it was up in North Carolina. And we're going to have a funeral for her next Sunday here at 3 p.m. And so it's all I can, yeah, I'm just kind of going on adrenaline right now. So y'all pray for me and my kids and everybody. And she wasn't, y'all knew that she wasn't well mentally, and that she needed her medicine that was hard to get to her.
Okay, just stop. Holly, I just sent you that. Holly, take a moment and listen to it on your own. But let me just say this. Here's this pastor guy. Stands up. He's a skinny jean pastor. He's one of them. Stands up.
He looked like a retarded Scott Disick.
We can't say the R word.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, yeah, but he does.
Just making an observation.
that was an observation. But he stands up in the pulpit after his wife has allegedly taken her own life. First of all, I don't know if I could do that. Let's start there. He tells the story of y'all know she had mental illness. But he also continues to say, don't stop giving to the church.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that.
Let me just ask a question, guys. What's really happening here, D'Amica? I think there should be a deeper investigation in this. First of all, I heard two gunshots. Were there two gunshots?
I don't know. I can't confirm or
okay,
deny.
Stephen, go back to the 911 clip. I heard two gunshots.
Oh, in the clip?
Yeah. Stephen, can you go back?
Yeah, I'm cueing it.
Come on, dude. You've got to tell the congregation she self-inflicted, killed herself. I lost my wife. Keep praying for me. More details to come. Really? Y'all know she had mental illness? Like, you laying it out. Play that clip.
Robinson County 911, what's the address of your emergency?
Are you able to trace the location of my phone?
Tell me what's happened.
I'm about to kill myself, and I just want my family to know where to find me.
Okay, ma'am. Just listen to what I'm saying, okay? Let me make sure I got the exact location where you're at, okay? Just 1 minute.
That was it. Did you hear a gunshot?
Yeah, I heard something.
Huh?
That kind of sounded like a ba-boom, ba-boom.
Right, yeah, yeah. You know,
I only heard one thing.
Really? You only heard one thing?
Yeah, I only heard like one little, but then
we'll play it one more time.
Yeah.
I don't think you can conclude whether or not it was
one.
But you can't shoot yourself twice, can you?
Tell me what's...
But I don't know if that was it.
I'm about to kill myself, and I just want my family to know where to find me.
Okay, ma'am. Just listen to what I'm saying, okay? Let me make sure I got the exact location where you're at, okay? Just 1 minute.
We're not going to do an altar call today. Instead,
what was that?
I heard caca.
I don't know.
That,
it's,
but I don't know what
here,
that is.
For me,
I'm not going to.
I don't know that you can conclude.
I'm
that
not
it
concluding.
Was too, however, what, but here is what you can. Here's what we do
horrible.
Know. Here's what we do know. They found her car. They found her in her car at a state park.
Right.
They found the gun in a river.
So she shot herself.
So if
herself
she shot herself in the,
shot herself and ran back to the car
yep. to hide the murder weapon.
So like that,
she's good.
Like
man.
That doesn't make real sense. Talented. That doesn't make any sense. So just on those two things, those two facts alone makes it not.
Listen to me. For the pastor to ask people to continue to give, in the same conversation of losing his wife.
But let's be clear, Holly. I haven't read every single thing, but I've read enough. At the time that his wife was committing suicide, they said that he was at a athletic event allegedly with a companion. Mm. So he's supposed to be in a romantic relationship with another woman. Okay. And he was spotted. He was spotted at an athletic event the same night that she was committing suicide with the companion.
Okay, why he sounded like that. He didn't give a damn.
Yeah. So
now that makes sense.
I'm just thinking, the training has to be a little better as well. If you hear that call again, she's just trying to say, I want my family to know where I'm at.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think the
911 operator panicked.
Well, she did.
Yeah.
But you got to have somebody there that's kind of trained in that type of situation to kind of like, you know, maybe engage in conversation to try to get this person
possible. Oh, hell no. Yeah,
but
the first thing you need to do is discourage them.
Exactly. She didn't do anything.
Oh, you go to yourself? Okay, wait.
Let me make sure I got your location.
So we can send somebody.
Yeah. You're good. He should immediately went to compassion and been like, no, darling, with him.
You got so much to live for. Do you have children?
Yeah, because you could draw that out.
It should have been the first thing. First thing should have been, do you have children? Yeah. Do you have children? Mm. Anything. Did you tell me about your family?
Draw it out as long as you can to get somebody there.
But we're saying this now, but imagine getting that call. Imagine being that person and getting that call from the other side.
Can I tell you something?
That's your job.
Can I tell you something?
Your job. Supposed to be a professional
at this. Can I tell
you
something?
To be like guessing as it happens.
She should have handled that better.
I agree with that.
Okay, I have gotten that call. I've gotten the call. I swear to y'all, I got the call. And fortunately, the person didn't kill themselves, but it was frightening. Okay, it's frightening when you holding the phone and you ain't got another phone to tell nobody to call. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And wasn't no texting then, mm-hmm. right? So you just stayed on. I stayed on the phone for like 2.5-3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the car. I drove over there. I was scared to go in because he had a gun. Mm-hmm. And finally, the other people came, and it ended okay. But he eventually killed himself. He just didn't kill himself then.
That night. Okay? Oh, okay.
But the fact of the matter is, I just start talking about life, man, and dude, man. And I was scared. I had to go to the bathroom. I couldn't get off the phone. No, for real.
Wow.
You know, I didn't want to move or lose the signal. That's back in the day when you had them flip phones. I had a Nextel. And I'm telling you, man, it was frightening. And but I don't know what I would do today, but I think somebody who answered 911 calls should definitely be better than me.
Right. Okay? I agree with that.
You know, I just was trying to keep the dude on the phone, man, until somebody got there,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it, again, it's just, wow, it's terrible. But moving past that, this ragged-ass pastor, okay, this dude's a POS. He's a horrible POS. First of all, the way he gave the information was ridiculous.
And also, I read, Holly, that so you would think that that's how you open. No, he made this announcement after service.
After he done preached and everything.
So he had a whole service. Right. So he had enough composure to have a whole service.
I wonder what the message was. And
hello? Yeah. I wish they would have put that in the article.
if my wife had passed away, you would not see me in church.
No, I don't think I would be there. No, I definitely wouldn't.
You would not see me. I'm just saying, I would. There is no way in the world that I would be like,
not like that.
Segue. Oh yeah. By the way, y'all gonna hear about something that happened. You know, something's not right there.
You know, it's funny. Now it would be a difference if it was a illness that had taken a while and everybody was prepared and. Mm-hmm. You know, the individual had been in hospice, and then, you know, the person goes on home and you can go to church and say, listen, that person's day came and blah, blah, blah. But we've been praying and we know that this person's in a better place because we had the opportunity mm-hmm. to be there. The family was there. That's different. But for your wife mm-hmm. to kill herself and then you preach, raise an offering, have altar call, do some praising, singing, dancing, and then at the end say, oh, by the way, my wife with mental illness that y'all knew about killed herself. My same wife that was 14 when I started dating her and I was 27. Right?
Oh, 28.
Yeah, he was 28.
No wonder the child mind wasn't that good.
He was 28. Right this there, young Holland. Lady was, how old was she?
They said she was either 14 or 15, right. And he was either 28 or 29
right.
when he started
okay.
dating her.
And the parents were okay with that?
Grooming much?
Well, listen to me, right?
Yeah, that's called grooming.
So let me just say this, right? This POS, what's this clown? I'm going to say his name. He's an idiot POS, okay? I hope somebody run up on him. But let me just say this, right? You take a child. A 14, 15-year-old child. That's a child, guys. Right? Would you concur? Mm-hmm. Anybody believe that? That's a 15-year-old and a 28-year-old. That's manipulation. That's a child. Yeah. People go to jail for that all the time, except in the church. Let's be clear. Let's be clear. In the church, it kind of looked away, especially rural white church and the rural black church. It's a good go. It's a go in the black, rural black church, rural communities. It's a go in West Virginia and deep Mississippi. It's a go in Alabama. So everybody was probably, oh, man, he's a minister and she's 14. But
that
the Lord
put people.
But you know I ain't lying. Yes or no?
Mm.
Holly, have you seen it?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen it, D'Amica? Mm. Come on.
I haven't personally seen it, but okay. I've heard about it.
Okay, let me just say this, right? It's okay in the rural community. Many of the rural communities, it's okay. It ain't okay, but it's okay. The fact of the matter is the prevalence in the church is what's crazy. You think they bad over there in the Church of Latter-day Saints, okay? It's really bad in the Deep South black and white rural churches. This is okay. It's acceptable. My mama was 26. She was grown. But my daddy was 66.
Mm.
My grandma was 13, and he was 40.
Well, back in the day, it was accepted.
Yes.
Like my mom and dad got together,
mm-hmm.
her firstborn,
mm-hmm.
I mean, which is my big brother,
mm-hmm.
she was 14.
Wow.
My dad was 24.
Yeah.
But they stayed together 20 plus years.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
But I'm saying back in the days in Puerto Rico, like.
Yeah. Yeah, rural. Yeah. Right, yeah.
Yeah. But back then, I think it was looked at differently because you also paid a bridal price.
But again, though, can you imagine?
So it was a form of
this young
wealth
lady,
transference.
Wait, explain about the bridal price.
So in a lot, especially African American, our origins and Hispanic and our origins,
cultures,
right?
Yeah.
Yes. A lot of the families, the daughters, especially if it's your first daughter, so when they're young.
They call it a dowry statement, right?
Yeah, bridal diary. So when that family gives that daughter over to the man's family, that male's family pays a dowry. It's a bridal, like a bridal, I don't know if you're going to call it a fee.
But this is the problem with this. This young lady who took her life, allegedly, got with a guy at 14.
Yes, as a teenager.
And now all of a sudden she's got mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets scot-free to go on with his life with somebody else.
Right.
What did he do to help her?
Right.
And for him to stand before the congregation and talk to the extent that he talked about it, Stedman, that was kind of, come on, homie, for
weird.
Real? You know, yeah, y'all know she had mental illness and she couldn't get her medicine. What do you mean she couldn't get her medicine?
That
was
weird.
The mother of his children, and he's very casual about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's on a date.
Yeah.
And then, well, just thinking on the other side of things, just to throw it out there.
Mm-hmm.
What if he's been dealing with this at home for a long time? You know what I'm saying? And hiding it from his church or whatnot.
But it wasn't hid. In the story, let me give you give you guys more context. Mm-hmm. In the story, it says that Mika Miller, which is her name, she served her husband divorce papers on April 25th, according to sworn affidavit by her sister.
Mm-hmm.
And it also states that she had expressed to church, the congregation, so members in the congregation, that she was being abused.
Mm.
Not only that, but she also did a couple of Facebook posts on women who, if they were in abusive situations.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think anything was hidden. I think that the warning signs were there. I think that this relationship was on the verge of ending. So, and it also says that she made a statement to her sister that if she was ever found dead, it was JP. She referred to her
Let
husband
just
as
say
JP.
This. Can I just say this, guys? I hope they investigate this.
I do too.
And it may be what they say it is, but it don't sound like it.
Yeah, it sounds like it's got some foul play.
You know, and it you know, I know how significant domestic violence is in the Christian church. It's a crisis that nobody talks about. You know this.
I absolutely agree with that.
In the Christian church, with grown women being abused and manipulated by people of God. Mm-hmm. Now stay with me. Can you imagine a 14-year-old? Can you imagine the level of manipulation on a 14-year-old who was in love with Jesus Christ? And how you can, and this is someone, look, I've watched grown women. There was a young lady who passed her husband, beat her almost to death, D'Amica, you remember.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to help get him out. Remember that, Holly? I had to get the lady out of town mm-hmm. when he went to prison.
Yeah.
It beat her down, broke her pelvic, just beat her bad, bad, right? And he still got a church. And, but she always hit this one scripture. She was a functional illiterate. And she said, the Bible tell me to obey my husband. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's the you got to understand in context.
Illiterate.
Yeah. She didn't know what that meant. Mm-hmm. She just understood it and read it. So can you imagine a 14-year-old that's reading the Bible? She's probably was buying into the obey your husband, submit, be submissive. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the level of manipulation and the con, man, this is tragic.
But let me ask you a question. I heard someone mm-hmm. mention this before.
Go ahead, real
quick. Do you think that it's a problem because of the pastors that abuse the women or because of the congregation that stays?
I think it's the congregation that stays for sure. But we're going to run the break. When we come back, I'm going to open up the phone lines, 321-339-1055. You're listening to The Don Miller Show.
Back to The Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Welcome back to the Don Miller Show, where we listen, laugh, and learn right here on the Florida Man Radio Network. Hey, if you want to join this lively art of conversation, give us a call.
Yeah, that way.
321-339-1055 is the number to dial.
The Teske Brothers.
Or you can head over to the open mic on the Florida Man Radio app and you can leave us a 30-second comment. You guys are blowing up our phone lines. So let's go ahead and see what you guys are saying. Hey, caller, you are on the Don Miller Show. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, y'all, this is Ryan in Oklahoma. How are y'all?
Hey,
Ryan in Oklahoma.
What's up, man?
Yeah, out here burning that diesel. Hey, listen, I'm really glad you guys are talking about this subject. It definitely needs to be investigated. But I saw a bunch of video clips of his sermons, and this man preached often. The core subject of his message, a lot of times, he was running his wife down. And he would talk about and how the good Lord would get me through it, and this is how. He was very abusive, and I'm glad you guys are bringing light. Something very fishy is going on.
Wow, so you could actually hear that he was abusing his wife through his sermons?
Through his sermons. There are videos that I've seen on X, and he often would say, when she's just got me so mad, or it's just so inappropriate to talk about your wife as the minister, your wife, period, but as the pastor, you're using your wife.
Wow.
Interesting.
In a tone, it's just really awkward, you guys.
Well, thanks, Ryan, man. We appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
You know, I just got a message as well on X. Somebody just sent me a direct. They said, if you go back and listen to some of this guy's sermons, he is an abuser. You could tell just by the conversation in the word that he presents. Let's head back to the phone lines. Hey, you're on the Don Miller Show. What's your name? Where are you joining us from?
Am I on?
Yes. Hey, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Brandon. I'm from Freeport, Florida.
Hey, man, how you doing from Freeport?
I'm doing good. Y'all gonna have to bear with me for a little bit here. This preacher guy,
yeah,
he's something else. I just lost my wife of 23 years 5 months, 6 days, and 13 hours 34 days ago. And I'm still walking around in a fog. And how that man can do what he's doing is just unbearable. I mean, it's just ridiculously crazy.
Wow. Sorry to hear that about your wife.
Yeah, our condolences.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
But
he needs to be investigated. Something is very fishy about that. Like the last caller said, there's something very fishy about him.
Yeah, because there's no way he should have had composure to do a whole service and then make that announcement at the end. Would you agree?
Oh, I'm still walking around like a ghost right now. Mm-hmm. That first 2 weeks or something like that, I didn't want to see anybody. I didn't want to be around nobody. I stayed at the house. I had Instagram bring me food and this and that. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't do anything. And I'm still barely making it right now. It's so hard. I don't see how he can stand up there and speak the word of the Lord, knowing what he has done to his wife.
Well, we're going to keep you in our prayers, my Absolutely. Friend, man. You got to get out, man. Get out. You got to, you know, she would want you to keep moving. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm at work. I'm slowly getting back to work. Everything else. I'm starting to take care of myself.
Okay.
And I thank y'all. I listen to y'all every day.
All right, do me a favor. Don't just listen to us. Call us, man. Feel free to drop us a follow us on social media.
Yes.
Just send us a message, Don or D'Amica at the Don Miller Show.
Mm-hmm.
Just feel free to reach out to us. Call the show, man. No matter what we're talking about, just holler at us. Let us know you're good, all right?
I sure will. Thank all you right. so
appreciate
much.
Appreciate you. Love you, brother.
Love you, too.
All right. You know, it's amazing.
That's so good.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you, Holly.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing because I know people who've lost their loved ones, their wives, and they go into a
shell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've seen it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it, too.
Well, you lose your other half.
It's a real funk.
You know?
It's a real funk.
Mm-hmm. And for this guy to ride out through a whole service, he just rolled a service out. Like, all right, we're going to get this service done, and then I'll tell y'all something at the end. You know? It's unfortunate, but
we got to look him up.
Yeah, you know, what's amazing, though, I think, is this young woman who is now no longer with us, she had to have parents. She had siblings.
Yeah.
I read her sister were doing a lot of talking.
Yeah, that's what it seems like
and,
as well.
You know, just somebody come to the conversation on this one. Whoever this chick is who he's with now, or he's on a date with, you know, you're on a date with a married pastor whore. You know what I mean?
No,
let's be clear. You are on a date with a married pastor, okay, whose wife is going through something, right? That don't make her.
You're right.
Okay.
It was the whore part.
Yeah, she's a whore. Let's be clear, right? Let's be clear, okay? And
some people will call her something worse.
Absolutely right. Yeah. You're 100% right. I'm just saying to this congregation of people who are detached from the word, okay? You done beat your wife up from the pulpit on multiple occasions. There should be nobody left.
Yeah. And you know, Don, I'm telling you, this is the first person I've heard a minister say, well, she's not really a minister, but say that it's not the people, the pastors that we should be upset with, but the congregation who keeps sitting in front of that person
following
him. Right.
Yeah.
Because
right, Holly.
And she said it in a way I had never heard anyone say it. She said, when you see a congregation sit in front of somebody like that, and they know that what they're doing is wrong, they've made that person, that man, God. They're not sitting there because they believe in God. They believe in his word. They're sitting there because of that man. They've made that man their God. And if the congregation wasn't there, he wouldn't have anyone to preach to.
Like what? Like T.D. Jakes, remember? Like he said, well, if I did it, all I got to do is repent.
And then you still stay there.
Which told us he did it. Right.
Lord, don't forget me.
I'm sorry, Jesus. I got to apologize to Jesus.
Yeah, I'm good now. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly what he said. Right.
Yeah.
T.D.
Yeah.
Jakes is a bitch.
I hate that clip.
I don't know who said that.
But yeah, and Holly, and then the person went on to say, do you think that you as a congregant won't be held accountable as well?
Yeah, he put pressure.
It was an interesting perspective, huh?
Yeah, he put pressure on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna keep all of those people in our prayers here on the show, man. It's just sad, and I think I had to talk about that when I saw it. And so many people have watched those because it's all over TikTok, right? And so many people have watched it, and there have been a lot of people raising their hands. I hope that there's some people in that area of the country where this guy is leading a flock of people that are confused for real, that somebody, some authority would decide to kind of look deeper into this as opposed to kind of just let it go away.
You don't think that maybe there's somebody undercover that's been sitting in on some of these sermons?
Well, I hope so.
I think that's probably the case.
I hope so because I just saw that as a level of arrogance. He showed no. He's like, whatever. He didn't.
Yeah, he has no feelings towards this person.
Yeah. They would have had to come and get me from the house and sit me in the church because I would not have been able to even go.
But it's the way that he said it up. He's like, hey, I may take a little time off, but I need you guys to keep the funds rolling in so that I can be able to take the time off.
No, that's exactly what he said. That's what he said.
Get my groove on.
Yeah, so I get my groove on with my new girlfriend.
Yeah.
So y'all gonna have a new first lady.
Back. Yeah, and we'll be stronger than ever. Yay.
Hey, go pastor.
It makes me sick in my stomach.
I'm sure he has insurance on that on the young lady.
Yeah, but again, suicide, sometimes it don't pay out.
Mm.
All right, give us a call, 321-339-1055. I want to turn the corner on this because this is just really tragic.
Depressing.
But I had to hit it. I want to go quickly to something I've been following deep in the news, guys, really deep in the news. Of course, y'all remember Kobe Bryant, right?
Yep. Of course.
Y'all remember Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant.
They built a statue at the stadium for Kobe Bryant.
Sound like the midget?
No.
That was Iverson.
That was AI. They built him a midget statue. AI statue. They brought it in a shopping bag.
It's wrong.
A bag from Kroger.
They just made it a trophy.
That's what it was, a trophy with a platform. So they built a statue for Kobe Bryant in Los Angeles. And, I was a big fan of Kobe Bryant. I just, I'm not a fan of a lot of athletes, but just the way he worked, his work ethic was amazing to me. And so they built this statue for Kobe Bryant, but something happened. I want you to listen to this story.
On February 8th, the new Kobe statue instantly became one of the most iconic statues in Los Angeles. But now fans are starting to notice a few mistakes.
I thought they would catch it, especially when they had such a big unveiling that they had for it.
The statue was inspired by the pose from Kobe's 81-point game in 2006 against Toronto. And on the side of the statue, it shows the official scores report from that night. But in the scores report, they call former Toronto guard Jose Calderson, and former Laker Von Wafer is listed as Bomb Wafer. Lastly, look at the word decision. That's not right either.
Something like that. I just wouldn't expect it.
Laker fan Holden Moser was surprised to see the mistakes.
It's like a statue.
Okay, stop it right there, man. So, Holly, I sent it to you, but I'm telling you right now, they built a statue outside of the stadium.
Oh, Lord.
And they misspelled the name on the statue.
That's what happens when you have interns do it.
No, they have a spell.
You said interns.
Made in China. That's probably why.
No, they probably made in China. Or DEI hire.
A DEI hire.
They hired somebody DEI to go out there and hire the statue. They needed somebody who probably one of them illegal immigrants came over here and gave him. He spelled everything. But now,
one of these kids out here protesting.
They spelled Von Wafer's name wrong.
They misspelling their stuff too.
What was it? Von Wafer, Stedman? Von Wafer? They spelled
it. Yeah, it was V-O-M.
Yeah,
Vom. They put a C in decision where they shouldn't have.
Yeah.
They put two C's, not
now,
one.
Now, I done misspelled decision before, okay? So that I didn't get a pass on decision.
And Calderon became white now,
yeah,
too.
Calderon was a Hispanic gentleman.
But who are the damn proofreaders on this? Who, like, you know?
Another DEI hire.
Oh, I got you.
Two DEI hires did it, and then the DEI hired that proofread.
Send it to print.
Don't they have a final person that's going to put the
yes
statue in its place in front of the arena?
Yes, a DEI hire did that too. Okay. Again, okay, diversity inclusion. All these people who was in charge of the Kobe Bryant statue must have been, think about this, right? do you make this level of mistake? Okay?
I'm something so permanent.
Either that or weed. Either that or everybody was high.
Everybody.
That's L.A. now. You can walk and smoke. Huh?
That's a lot of people high.
But you can walk and smoke in L.A. How do you spell Calder? So first of all, what they wasn't was a basketball fan. Whoever worked on the statue, it was not a fan.
Or a Knick fan.
Or a Knick fan purposely. Right. You hear me? Yeah.
Hell, they could be a Clipper fan.
Yeah, right. Vaughn Wafer, Jose, what they call Jose? Caller Raleigh? Come on,
Calderson.
Man. Yeah, right. Calderson. Come on. You know, I'm telling y'all, man, D.I., man, they was like, hey, listen, we need a bad speller, okay? We need a bad spelling D.I. hire, okay? Preferably from Mexico. A bad spelling Mexico D.I. Okay, I'll take it. Can I bring my cousin Juan with me? And then Juan was a proofreader.
But would a Mexican misspell Calderon? Come on.
No.
No, Mexican might. A Puerto Rican wouldn't.
Did you say Puerto Rico?
A Puerto Rican wouldn't. I'll go ahead.
What was the cost on the statue, Don? What was the cost?
A lot of money. I don't know.
Like $100,000.
Oh no, way more than that. Yeah.
Okay, so if you spend that kind of money, you ain't gonna make sure that everybody know how to spell.
On the team, everybody on the team need to know how to spell if you're part of this project.
I got five of y'all, and wait, and then we got to proof it before you build it. We got to proof it. We got to go. Okay, yeah, this looks good. The specs look right. The name, everything looks right. So it was a lot of people dropped the ball on that deal. A lot of people.
Well, I can tell you this: did anybody get fired? Is the question. The only person probably got fired was the guy who drove the truck, rolled over on the truck. Because you can't fire DEI hires no more. If they got hired on DEI, you got to find another DEI.
And what is DEI, Don?
Diversity and equity and inclusion. That means you got to hire somebody who ain't supposed to be there.
Yeah, somebody don't really have the skills.
Right,
They're not really qualified, but we get to check off a box.
Yeah, right, yeah. We had one in here for a few days. His name was Lazy Prodigy.
No. You got LP and DEI.
LP and DEI.
Terrible.
LP with DEI. Hey, well, I love LP, but LP with DEI. Okay? We needed a young and a black. And an ashy, okay?
He had to be ashy. I'm
staying out of this.
Young, black, and ashy. we love LP, man. Give us a call, 3. That was DEI. You don't think that was DEI? Young, black, and ashy.
You're the boss, so you hired him.
Young, black, and ashy.
That was why. That was YBA.
Wow.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Holly, you remember that group of kids? They used to be in the parade. Young, black, and ashy.
No,
that was Young Blacks in Action. I'm sorry. Oh, sorry.
That's inappropriate.
No, that's the truth, though. But no.
Oh, my goodness.
I guarantee you they hired somebody to put this statue up who probably they just needed somebody hired. And they built this statue during COVID, you know?
Wow.
God, man, it's just unfortunate, man. Shame. Kobe Bryant was such a wonderful dedicated person committed to his craft, and then you go somebody who ain't committed to spelling the names right.
They not committed to their craft.
No, man, they ain't committed to their craft, man. You know how many times before I press?
That's ironic.
You have a look. You really before ironic. You press the send button, you should always spell check it.
Two or three times,
huh? You should always spell check it. The problem is, man, that DI, man. I'm telling you right now, boy, they better be glad. They better be glad that when I was young. And I know I could have got some jobs if it was DEI, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, we live and learn, but just we want to keep the legacy of Kobe Bryant and putting up big numbers. Let's head over to the phone lines. Hey, you're on the Don Miller Show. What's your name? Where are you joining us from?
Hey, Mr. Miller, KP from the Panhandle. Hey, love your show. You guys just knock it out of the park every time. I am so grateful for your presence on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
All of you guys, every one of you, mm-hmm. are a valuable asset to our country and to our state and to the people in general. So just more praises to heap on you guys. I just wanted to share something about a couple of things. The whole thing with the scouts is just deplorable. absolutely deplorable. But one of my experiences in the military, when my senior supervisor was a black man, and I worked for him, and I was struggling with trying to get accomplishments done in my task. And so one day he called me into his office and he said, "Are you having any issues?" And I said, "Well, I'm having a few." And he said, "It's not because I'm black, is it?" I said, "No." I said, you're the one of the finest people I serve with, and you're a leader by example. It has nothing to do. I said, my parents taught me that you judge a man by his heart, because that's what God has placed in his heart, mm-hmm. not by what you see on the in appearances. And I've truly respected his ability and leadership when I was in the military, and he was over me. He was senior over me, and changed the course of my life in many ways. He was a great man.
So, who did you serve? Where did you serve?
I served the United States Coast Guard.
Okay, all right, cool, man. Well, thank you so much for your service, man.
Thank you, Don.
You know what? And it's great to hear that you had a black senior officer in the Coast Guard, because you know they say we don't mess with that water like that.
he was good. I'm not going to mention his name, but
yeah, that's
he was
okay. Yeah,
extremely proficient leadership and extremely proficient at his ability and what he did in service to the Coast Guard.
Well, thank you so much, man. We appreciate you. Thanks for listening.
All right, thank you,
man. Ain't it great though, man? When you know people look, we just want to provide just a little bit of something for everybody, man. You guys don't understand.
I love when people call in with positive stuff. I love that.
Yeah,
that great.
Yeah. I just got a message from a listener, and they said, I'm going to read this on the air. "Please don't make fun of Young Blacks in Action. I was a member of Young Blacks in Action." Okay. I understand.
Don't make fun. I was a member of Black Action. That we were same thing at my high school.
Yeah, Young Blacks in Action. Yeah.
Yeah, but we was goofy. We was still goofy.
It was a goofball organization.
You know, there was parts
my son was
great, and there was goofy parts. Yeah,
my son was a member of Young Blacks in Action. It was the goofiest thing I ever seen in my life. Bunch of little kids beating drums and doing backflips. You know, I'm like, he's like, "Daddy, I don't want to do this no more." I'm like, "Just keep doing it. Your mama wants you out here in these streets." And it was hot. He's like, "Daddy, I don't want to do this no more. I ain't learning nothing. Just don't worry about it. You'll learn later." And then one day I was out there in a Popka parade, and Young Blacks in Action was marching down the street. The sun was beaming. It's 98 degrees. I'm sweating like a hoe in church. And just finally, she just said, "It's too hot to have him out here." I'm like, "He's been saying that for 6 months. Young Blacks in Action. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen." Young Blacks in Action. Thank you so much, Dave. Thank you. That was Young Blacks in Action. It's a bunch of kids beating drums.
It's a community band and dancettes.
Okay, what is it, D'Amica?
Community band and dancettes.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was hot, steamy hot, and they had these kids out here sweating. And my son, I got to shout him out. He'd be listening in Dallas. He lost a lot of weight that summer. I was trying to get him to lose that weight. Young Blacks in Action was Ozempic before it was Ozempic. Man, he lost like 17, 18 pounds. I was trying to get that boy out of them Husky jeans, because you know Huskies call it a little more than the regular ones.
Not them Huskies. He was wearing dungarees.
Yeah, man. Dungarees. Man, he had them Huskies on. Next thing I know, he was wearing regular khakis just like the rest of the kids. God is amazing. We're going to run the break. We come back. We'll turn the corner. You listen to the Don Miller Show over here on Florida Man Radio. Young Blacks in Action.
Back to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Good looking.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Don Miller Show, where we listen, laugh, and learn. Give us a call, 321-339-1055.
Hurry up and call your boy.
Dial.
What are we doing now, Mika?
We're going to the phone lines, Don Miller. Is that okay with you?
Right out.
Hey, caller, you're on the Don Miller Show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, D'Amica. It's Ray Ray.
Hey, Ray Ray.
Ray Ray.
Hey, I heard Holly say something about positive. So I want to give you a little bit of positive, okay? You got a second?
Okay.
I just want to say that Lil Sean is the bomb on the radio. Most of the listeners are new to you guys and new to Florida radio. Don't know Lil Sean, but he does nothing but make everything better. I think he put a mark on me doing the Justin Clark show back in the day. But he's a great guy. He's a great addition to the show. And I just wanted to give a little positive props to my boy. I supported him.
Did you send him the Cash App? Yeah, just
appreciate that.
Yeah, you got it, brother.
Hey, thanks, man.
I always try to help as best I can.
No, thank you so much. We know Lil Sean is solid. We definitely know that. Thank you again, man. We appreciate you calling in, Ray Ray. Ray Ray out. D'Amico.
Yes, sir.
These damn kids out here marching in the middle of the street again. And they at these high, most expensive-ass schools you can go to. They out here marching in the middle of the street.
Right.
They marching in the street about what, Don?
The same thing they've been marching about for the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. They don't know.
They don't know.
They don't know why they marching. Okay, but the ones
they're
that...
Just out there, they're like,
we want to march.
They've been asking each other questions when they get interviewed.
Yeah, what I'm supposed to say. We like, want to march.
We doing this about them trees, right? It's about them trees.
About them trees.
Oh, no, it's about them bushes.
From the river to bushes, the sea?
Man. Yeah, yeah. We going to just march. We going to march, and then we going to stop marching, and then going to go home for the summer, and we going to come back and march in the fall. And we going to pay a whole bunch of damn money, $80,415 to go to Princeton. And then we going to march some more. After we pay more, 80 more thousand, then we going to pay $23,000. Dollars. That's just for the books and the on-campus room and board, plus the $57,410. Bring the grand total. They always say grand. Grand total to $80,415 to take your ass over there to Princeton University. So they got something happening at Princeton right now, right? They got a hunger strike at Princeton. Then they got this big old gigantic-ass girl sitting out there like she could be on hunger strike.
So terrible.
For 19 more years.
They should be on a hunger strike because the colleges are charging so much. Meanwhile, you got countries like Germany, right. Norway, Greece, France, right. Austria, Czech right. Republic, right. Finland, right. Denmark, Iceland, where colleges free.
Well, let me just say that about the big old ass girl.
That's what the hunger strike should be.
So this strike is brought to you by Ozempic.
A big old ass, gigantic ass girl sitting down in front of Princeton. Talking about she just on a hunger strike. First of all, let me tell you what your body do. And I don't know this. D'Amico told me this. Before you die, your body got to use up all that fat. So she going to be sitting up big old ass out there for a minute. Now, can you listen to what they had to say about the hunger strike? Because if you on a hunger strike, you should be committed to the hunger strike. Let's listen to this.
We will continue to starve until they meet our demands. In addition, I would like to note that the administration is also lying to the media. To the media, they have announced that they have been consistently sending their own doctors to come to our area and monitor us hunger strikers and monitor our health. This is a lie. They are not monitoring our health. They are not keeping track of our vitals. They are not at all taking care of us in any regard. They have only sent a spokesperson from UHS twice to give us informational pamphlets,
but they are not at all. You get your big old ass somewhere and sit down. Let me just say something. So they on a hunger strike.
Your big belly wop.
So they on a hunger strike, but they want the school to send doctors to check on them.
I mean, come on, man. If you don't do it right.
Yeah, man. Like, we're on a hunger strike, but can we get...
Die for your cause.
Yeah.
You know one thing I like, though, because it's not every student in those type of universities that's paid to do that. Now, I did see a post on TikTok that there were some students on a hunger strike, and the other students were having a barbecue. Right next to them. They just set up a barbecue, right? Hot dogs, burgers, all that.
Bad as hell. Like, I don't know how long I'm going to make it.
Blowing that pork juice. Yeah,
man. How y'all going to do that, man? How y'all going to have brisket right over here by me?
I'll tell you what to solve this. I'll tell you what to solve this. If the news stops reporting it. If they stop showing up with cameras and these kids don't have no cameras to look at or anything like that. But of course they won't.
But think about this. You're on a hunger strike. You overweight. You're obese. Because the big girl on the end was obese. Obese. But would you, because you're the nutritionist.
That's good for her then.
What
she might have been well fed. She just
just might have
no,
been
no, she's
big.
Obese. She look at the picture. She gigantic, right?
But she's been preparing for this day her whole life.
So she good. She got some storage.
I'm going to
go Wolfington.
I'm going to show you guys. I'm going to starve myself till I can't starve myself anymore for hummus. No, that's Hamas. She thinking about hummus.
Hummus, oh, God.
She wants
next
some hummus.
You know next thing you know, she's going to look like Al Sharpton where her head too big for her body.
They over there talking about Hamas. She talking about hummus. No, Hamas, bitch. Sorry.
Why do these people that are protesting, why do they have to dress like different, put all these burkas on and this? And I mean, why? And cover your faces. If you're protesting.
Come on, let me see what you're working with.
And you really feel like you're there for the cause. Let us see your face. Let us see who you are. Let us do our research on you. But, you know, they won't do that because the internet is wild. And you got a lot of people.
And look at this little white boy on there. We're watching a video. This little white boy. He got to be albino. He's so white. Look at him. Why did you got the albinos for Hamas out here in the middle of the damn street? And where did they all get them scars from?
Hey, they not racist.
They got a website for those scarves. What are they called? They got a name for those scarves. Stephen, you would know. You're very smart.
Hey.
What's the name of it?
I don't know.
Okay, the head wrap. Man, Yasha Arafat head wrap.
It's just the agitators, man. I mean, you got it's people terrible, who are man. Out there and they're protesting for the right thing, maybe doing it the right way. Uh-huh. And you have these paid agitators that get sent in. Maybe they get taught what to do like a month or two before that. They all get acclimated in some type of somewhere. And then they send them off to do their thing.
They're triggers.
Yeah,
and you see, they all got the same. They all have the same uniform. They all got the backpack on and the hoodie.
What do you think Mahatma Gandhi would say?
You mean Gandhi?
Yes,
I know what Gandhi said.
He wouldn't say anything because he didn't talk that much.
Not at all. Did he? Was he out there?
He would just look at him, bow his head, and just shake his head like. That's too much. That's
he did a real hunger strike. What do you think he would say?
This young lady is on a hunger strike, but I'm telling you, send the doctor to check on me. Why do you care if you're on a hunger strike? The whole idea
is to make your point.
Yes. Can I get some IV? You know what I mean? No, you can't get no IV. Okay? Get some bottled water.
Wait. She's going to be the first one to be on a tour writing books. And all of this stuff because of doing something like this is just, and this is
Holly, these are the kids that didn't get spankings. At first I thought they were the timeout kids, but now once I've listened to the video a couple of times, I don't even think their parents sent them to timeout.
Oh no, those are kids that tell their parents,
shut up, mom. Absolutely. Shut up, mom. Just cut my meatloaf.
You're right, honey. I should shut up. Let me cut this.
No,
for you.
You're right, man. Sean, you're right.
I'm going to write a book, Don. I'm going to write a book on how to raise your kids. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to write a book on
I bet it'll be bestseller.
Hey, call it Shut Up, Mom.
Cut My Meatloaf by Holly Holloman.
Because my thing is this. I was raised in a way to where you did what your parents told you to do. Mm. Period. Point blank. You can't even do it no other way. Regardless of what your thoughts were, I don't think I had my own thoughts until I was like 15.
And the title of that book is going to be The Neck of the Throat.
That's good, Stephen.
I screwed it up.
The neck or the throat.
Stomach of the throat.
Stomach of the throat. I screwed it up. Sorry. Stomach of the Throat by Holly Holloman.
You can find The Stomach of the Throat by Holly Holloman on Amazon. Okay.
Bestseller.
On Audible. And it opened up with Holly talking about,
hi, this is Holly Holloman. Welcome to the Stomach of the Thought.
Okay.
Published by Miller.
Chapter one.
Miller Broadcast.
I'm going to write the foreword on that bitch. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. For many years, Holly and I spent time watching America crash with badass kids. And one day, Holly decided to go public and tell the story of his upbringing in beautiful Edenville, Florida, America's oldest black incorporated township.
Yep.
Now we are today listening to The Stomach or the Throat.
Stomach of the Throat.
By Holly Holloman.
Not the what you call it, out of Shrew. What was that book, The Something in the Shrew? Or The Shrew or something? Yeah, we're going to The Stomach or the Throat.
But no, it's crazy. These kids you could tell they have no fear. They have no fear of their parents. They have no fear of authority. They have no fear of consequences. They have no fear whatsoever. They feel entitled because it's not, they're not on a true hunger strike. Clearly, if you're making all those demands, at some point, I'm like, okay, so are y'all not even concerned about y'all grades?
See it different. I see it as in, this is what they want to show us.
I would be concerned about my grades.
This is the propaganda behind this machine.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? The people are waking up. That's why they want to take TikTok away, because they have real people on real grounds telling you real stories on what's really happening before the news go ahead and puts their own little spin on it. So that's why they, you know what I mean? Like, you see this happening and you know.
I tell
this
you
is
what
put
else,
on.
But I tell you what else I see. I saw your friend, you, Lil Sean, used to be over there spinning them records, Lil Sean. I saw your friend, Sexy Red, at the gynecology yesterday, the other day.
Oh, my God.
Sexy Red. Sean used to, I'm telling you, Sean, I know you saw it, didn't you?
Sexy Red.
Sexy Red went to the gynecologist the other day, okay?
Is this a rapper?
Sexy Come Red. On, you he know who the hell I'm talking about. Lil Sean act like he don't know who Sexy Red is.
I thought
is.
You meant somebody I really knew.
No. Sexy Red went to the gynecologist. And I'm going to tell you what she went to the gynecologist to find out. And she posted this on her page. You saw it, D'Amica.
Yeah, I saw it.
She said, me at the doctor, waiting on her to tell me why my coochie stank. And there's a live video of her in the doctor's office.
Don Miller, you are a liar, cheater, and a thief.
D'Amica, did you see it?
You are everything evil and wrong right now.
Holly,
don't
check
it. Tell that lie on that girl, please.
Look at
don't
your phone.
Tell that lie.
Sean, you see it?
Don.
Holly, look at your phone. Huh?
I don't want to look at it, Don. I don't want you to tell me the truth.
She is on the table in the doctor's office. Anybody see it beside me?
Oh,
and
no.
She posted that she is waiting for the doctor to tell her why her coochie stinks. And she posted it. It has gone viral. And
you have bad bacteria down there, right?
Maybe some
now,
dirty D.
It's gone viral just like her coochie.
Yeah. No, it's pretty embarrassing. It's embarrassing. But this is what it
what
But are you, I mean,
Sexy Red.
What do you say, though? I mean, this is the same. Holly, why, first of all, why did you respond that way? Because you already know that Sexy Red, this is the same person. This is the same person that has a lipstick line, and these are the names of her. Let me just remind you what the flavors are on her lipstick line.
Yeah.
Coochie Juice.
Yep.
Booty Hole Brown.
Yep.
Coochie Pink.
Yep.
Sex on My Period.
Yep.
Gonorrhea.
Oh.
Yellow Discharge.
Yep.
And Nut. Like, those are, that's what.
And they're selling. And they're selling. God.
This is lip gloss. Her lip gloss line. The flavors of her lip gloss line. So, like.
She's the ratchet Kylie. You know, Kylie has the white girls, but her.
Not Kylie. So
she's got the ratchet,
Kylie,
you know, side.
No, I'm telling you. You know.
So, you know, I don't know what man would want to have.
That's how she came up with that song, because when she opens her legs, that's what the guys usually say. Ski!
Yeah, she pretty nasty, y'all.
Like, men, what are y'all doing? Why would you want to?
You'll be able
to take that to Pound Town? Not all men. I would automatically tell her, no, get away from me, stay away. I would never, ever do anything. I won't even shake her hand.
This bump.
I'm telling you now, I won't even shake her hand.
Yeah, that's what people say when they spell it. That's what they say. When I open up my legs, everybody say. He wanna fuck with me, then I'ma have him stuck.
But it do kind of make you start going, ha.
Was it some bad words in that song?
No, that was a clean version.
Oh, that was a clean version?
Was it?
Yeah.
I thought she said that song. I was like, The
point is, it's so hard to have a clean version. Yeah. You follow me?
Yeah.
It's so hard to have a clean version because
you're talking
so
about
nasty.
The song or her coochie?
Both. But again, so I get it. There are people who say we got to keep TikTok because TikTok enables people to go public and be on the scene breaking news.
What you're saying is, what you're seeing is like an increasing desire to run one up your wretchedness.
Yeah, I think the mindset in many of the communities across this country, the
with
fact that they're young 12 and 11 year old women who are listening to women who like they're following this lady, right? Mm-hmm. And she's talking about she just gave birth to a child recently.
Oh,
but she's
been
back at the gynecologist trying to figure out how she acquired that bacterial vaginosis already. And everybody knows what that's about. Mm. The unfortunate part, they're young women who are looking at this, and unfortunately, they probably oftentimes find it cool. This is a stank hole, guys.
Listen, but some people love it. Some people love it. They're like, she's so real. They love it that she's being real.
You got children?
Yeah.
You got children?
Yep.
A son, right?
11-year-old son, yeah.
Yeah, good. Because if you had a daughter, your whole attitude would have been different.
No, I'm saying. I'm not saying I approve it.
Yeah, I know. I'm good. Huh? She's a stank. She's a stank skank hoe. She's a stank skank hoe. She's a SSH, a stank skank hoe.
That's the next single.
Okay? No, for real.
Stank.
Think about this, guys. This is the girl, Holly, when we grew up, that nobody wanted to touch, and the guy who always snuck around and touched her got caught. You know what I mean? And ended up, huh?
Wow.
Now, that's the girl that got picked up by the older guy that wasn't in school.
That's a heck of a description.
No, let me give you an example. There were girls when we were growing up. There was a girl in my seventh grade class. She was mature. And like
she matured early.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
she was more developed.
There was a grown ass man with a nice ass. He had, I'll never forget this dude. He had a Chrysler LeBaron. Okay.
That was a nice car back then.
It was nice too.
Ragtop.
Ragtop LeBaron. Yes. Wait. And he had Trues and Vogues on that bitch, right?
She would
come out of school and he couldn't pick her up in front of the school.
Right.
But across the street there was a little store called Mr. Coleman's store. She would walk across the street. And she probably 13, maybe 14, to Coleman's. And because the principal had already came outside and said, I'm calling the police. You don't get your ass away from the school picking up this 13-year-old. And she would come out there. Wow. She was so fine. Oh, I was 13, too. Remember, I could say it. Anyway, she was fine as hell, right? But she was a grown-ass woman. And this old dude he had a Chrysler LeBaron. It was white. He had a rag top on that thing. He had them Trues and them Vogues. I don't know if y'all know what Trues and Vogue. Vogue mm-hmm. Tires mm. is a brand that has the white. Stanley, you remember Trues and Vogues? And he would roll up there.
With the yellow line.
He'd roll up to the school and he'd sit over there. He always had a hat on.
Cross colors.
Yeah. And she'd just get out of school and just run over there and get in the car. He'd ride off. And she wouldn't talk to none of us. She wouldn't give us the time of day, man. I used to love that girl. I want to say her name so bad. Anyway, I think we might have been 13, almost 14. And then one day, listen to this. I'll never forget this. She was sitting right behind me in class. It was me and Ricky and Dwight and Aaron Rose, right? And I'll never forget this. Aaron leaned over. He's saying, you smell that? And I was like, yeah, man.
Oh.
No, you got to listen. It's a true story. Aaron leaned over. Rest in peace, Aaron. Aaron rolled over and said, you smell that? And I was like, yeah, you smell that? And I asked Rick, and Rick was like, damn. And it was her. She smelled like fish, right? Like dead mackerel.
You said it was her.
It was mackerel, right? Like, you know how mackerel smell when you leave a mackerel on the counter? And so, I'm telling this story, real story, right?
He didn't think this fish out.
And our principal of the school, assistant principal named Miss Blackwood. Somebody must have told Miss Blackwood. And Miss Blackwood came in the classroom and said, hey, come on. And she left and she smelled like fish, like, oh, come to find out. Remember the old people said, come to find out, Holly.
Come to find out.
Catch
that she had been running around with this old man
mm-hmm.
and he had been doing his thing inside
and
her.
She probably didn't know how to
clean
herself.
Mm. man. And just messed that child up, man. Mm-hmm. She was so embarrassed, she transferred to another school. But she, it smelled like death. Okay?
Oh,
they got to take the chair out the room. They called the janitor.
That's on the wheel of wow right there.
They called the janitor, Mr. Monroe. He came in there. He show up. He got all the keys, you know, all the keys on his hook to his pants. He got all the, Mr. Monroe's like, what y'all need in here?
Janitor.
What y'all need in here? And he brought the sawdust, because remember somebody threw out the sawdust. And my teacher was like, no, Mr. Monroe, we don't need no sawdust. Can you take that chair out of there? He walked back there. Oh, God, Jesus, what the, what? And he took the chair out, and he was holding the chair in front of him when he was walking. So, hell, I think they threw that chair away. I'm pretty sure they threw that chair away. But anyway, that happened to me for real. Let's get back to the conversation.
How did we get over to this?
Sexy red, smelling like death, going to gynecologists, posted it on Instagram, posted it on Twitter. And got 79,000 likes and little girls pressing the like button. You laying on the stirrups at a doctor's office talking about you don't know why you smell terrible. Who posts that? Who posts that? Which prompts me to have another conversation when we finish with these open mics.
Hey, guys, Austin from Tampa. Yeah, speaking about Kobe Bryant, man, that's my all-time favorite basketball player. And in my opinion, I think he's the greatest of all time and everything like that.
Love to hear him.
But I stopped watching basketball years ago, probably ever since Kobe retired, because the league is just not the same, man. It's just a bunch of crybaby bitches. Like,
facts. I agree.
I would just like to say to the little girl about talking, they're going to continue to starve. As a mother of a daughter who starved from cancer treatment, who could not eat, did not eat, and wasted away, I watched her starve. Please, that is so violent for them to be that disgusting.
Yes, I do agree with the protester, Big Bertha. She is correct. The administration is lying. Thank you, stupid. Finally, somebody gets it.
Hey, guys. I love the Don Miller Show, and I love everybody on it. You guys are great. I'm just going to say, if I was going to one of these colleges and they ruined my graduation day, I'd be out there throwing hands. Like, whooping up on everybody, because I wouldn't have spent that much time and that much money to be wasted because of this.
Wow.
What's going on, Don Miller Show? This is Roadside Rob. Just got to chime in real quick on the little Palestinian protest. She's contradicting herself by saying that she wants to have doctors there, albeit do a hunger strike for a cause. It just makes absolutely no sense. And basically what this woman is trying to do for her circle is to portray themselves as victims. And it's just getting old.
Damn, the level of wretchedness. Maybe she should change her name to Stinky Red, you know? Stink!
Hey, it's Craig in Niceville. Sounds like that Gucci might have swallowed up a couple of tampons a few years back and got forgotten about.
Oh, my God.
And that's it, ladies and gentlemen.
You guys.
My favorite is throwing them hands. But it's a huge point, though, for all of those students that put in their work and did good on their grades and, you know, and then that moment gone because of this. Like, I feel you, sis. She said she would throw hands.
You actually went to school and did the right thing. Right. I'm trying to study.
You stayed up all night trying to get your grades. Yeah.
Taking all these damn Adderalls and y'all out of messing things up for me, man. I need to go across the stage. Across the stage.
What?
Wow. I'm telling you right now, man, I'm going across the stage. Somebody's going to get about in my way. But again, that's where we are in the society.
She would have thrown them hands.
Oh, yeah. Would you not want to fight them?
Wow.
Would you not? Yeah. Honestly, let's be clear.
They're trying to stop graduates from walking?
No, they canceled the graduation.
They canceled it.
Like 20.
Grandma and grandpa were going
to
come.
To all of the rest of the students.
Almost 20 schools and canceled graduations.
If I was a business anywhere by there, I would go ahead and hold the graduation for them.
Yeah.
If I was a business, I'd be like, no, you guys have it. We're going to have it here at my business. But, you know what I'm saying?
And I totally agree with you, man. But it's just wrong, man. These kids did everything right, you know, and y'all mess up their graduation. Man, come on, man. When I come out of this break, I want to talk about something that nobody wants to talk about. You know we tend to do that here on the Don Miller Show. I was talking to somebody the other day whose breath.
Oh, my goodness.
Whose breath. Oh. You know how somebody behind you and you can still smell their breath?
Did you just say somebody breath?
Breath with an F. Yes, I said it just like that. And then he talking to me, talking about hey man, I just got these veneers done. He got veneers, and I'm like, I don't know, maybe they. Then I found out. I want to come back. I want to take a few minutes and tell people you can't get veneers at a veneer tech. You got to go to the dentist. You listen to the Don Miller Show. We'll be back in a moment.
Back to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Killing y'all.
These BBLs killing y'all. That's real talk. These BBLs killing
y'all. The beat on this song is really tight, though.
If I could hear it, it'd be great.
These BBLs killing y'all.
Hey, welcome back to the Don Miller Show, where we listen, laugh, and learn. Hey, give us a call if you want to join the conversation. 321-339-1055 is the number to dial. Or you can head over to the Florida Man Radio app and hit the button with the microphone on it, and you can leave us 30
okay,
seconds.
Let's get to this conversation.
30 seconds. You what? Ready to get to this veneer breath?
Let me tell you why.
Just a veneer breath.
I want to talk about this. It's been heavy on my heart for a minute, right?
I need you to start doing some push-ups because you got too much heavy on your chest.
I got a lot going on in my head. So in real life, so I know this guy, and he went and got some veneers, right? And came back, wanted everybody to see him. He's like, man, I got some veneers. Okay, I'm saying to myself, well, they don't look like they're your size. That's the first thing, okay? I think you got to get
They were too big for
him. Yeah, he looked like he got like little pony veneers, right? Yeah,
horse teeth, like a donkey.
not horse, but definitely pony. You know what I mean? Little Shetland pony.
Like donkey from Shrek.
Yeah, little donkey from Shrek, right. So he's like, man, yeah. I was like, where'd you get them? He's like, I went to the DR. I'm like, what's that? Like the Dominican Republic? And I was like, oh, he's talking about, no, Davenport. I'm like,
oh, wow.
So, but his teeth looked like they weren't his teeth. You know what I mean? You know how if you can't close your mouth,
yeah,
you got to be able to at least close your mouth, yeah. Right? So then I, like a few weeks went by with these veneers, and he was, you know, everybody's face, like in everybody's, hey, how you doing? Like, you know, violation of space type, hey, how you doing, right?
Making sure people see the teeth, you know what I mean?
So, then his breath starts stinking. Oof. So,
got the ski.
Oh, it was so bad. Still bad. And so, he came back, and another guy, who also, we also know, Holly, when you get back, you'll see everybody. He got veneers. Now, his breath starts stinking. I'm like, either they eating at the same place or ain't on a good brushing regiment. Okay? So then I found out that these people are going to, not dentists, guys. Tell them where they're going, Tamika.
Veneer techs.
Yeah.
Apparently veneer techs have gone viral on social media after someone, a self-proclaimed tech, confused the users. By sharing their certificate of completion. So interesting, Holly. What I discovered because of Don, because I had never heard of veneer techs. Veneer techs are people who illegally place veneers on patients after completing a two-day training course that typically costs about $2,000 to $3,000.
Yep.
After which they get a certificate of completion. Mm-hmm. But these veneer techs, they are not certified to do dental work, so they're actually performing dental work illegally.
Mm.
So you have to be certified.
Yeah.
You have to be certified to perform dental work.
Mm-hmm.
According to a a dental director. So okay. you have to have a license.
Let's be clear. Mm-hmm. So you go to these people who went over there to Acme Veneer Tech School, right?
Yeah.
On Pine Hills Road, right? Haitian guy named Gene on it. Okay.
Online course.
Jean Baptiste. Anyway, so you go over there, you give him $3,000, and he teach you how to do veneers. And he teach you in 2 days. You gotta go 2 days in a row, give him a couple of thousand, $2,700. You learn how to do, and then you go home and you clean up your kitchen and you put a chair in the kitchen. And people come over to your house, and you give them veneers in the kitchen. Oh, now, let me just say something about how much is wrong with this. First thing, call $2,000, $2,700. Secondly, Jean Jean going to be gone soon as he make $10,000, $16,000, $20,000. He's going to move to another location, probably on the east side, and get the Puerto Ricans, right?
Yep.
He's going to change his name, though, when he go over there. What's his name going to be?
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus, right. Like, damn, you look like Jean Jean Baptiste. I went to, he had Acme Veneer Tech School. No. I'm Jesus. Okay? Okay? All right?
Wow.
The point is, they bounce around with this certification. So I called the dentist. My dentist friend, right? My dentist friend say, oh, heck no, you can't do that. You know how many infections and yada, yada?
Yeah.
So I asked my dentist friend, let me ask you a question. Can it affect your breath? Mm-hmm. He say, are you kidding me? He say, what happens is you have to grind down the actual teeth, Sean.
Yeah.
And you got to have the right medical grade glue to glue the veneers to the teeth. I say, ain't that a bitch?
Interesting you say that, Don, because if you do a little research into these veneer techs, mm-hmm. So you're supposed to be licensed. So when you're licensed, you get a national producer identifier mm-hmm. through your I think it's federal. And then once you get your license, then you can actually get your license to get dental supplies from a dental supply store. Well, these veneer techs, mm-hmm. it's reporting that they're using supplies from nail tech stores.
Wait a minute.
So they're not even using the proper equipment because they're not licensed so that they can go to dental supply stores to get the right equipment.
Oh, this is dental
this
Gorilla
is
Glue.
This is crazy.
So wait.
I had never heard of this phenomenon.
I'm just telling you more.
So
can
crazy.
I tell you more?
People that brought your nail salons.
I stayed up the other night and I researched this.
Mm.
Now you know this now, because you know they say Don Miller's a racist. Okay, I got some racial overtones. So you know when the Vietnamese see these Negroes getting this money, guess what they did? They shifted into the veneer business. So now you can get your feet and your veneers
at the same
location.
Oh, yeah. Veneers by Wynn.
Yeah, absolutely. Hollywood veneers, right? And nails. Wow. Hollywood veneers and nails. But they already got the equipment. So think about this. So,
oh, you go sit down over here.
What you say?
I say you go sit down over here.
They sound just like that.
I was over there yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. So think about this, right? So the guy on Pine Hills Road doing veneers, right? And whatever happened to, if it sounds too good to be true, it usually is, okay? This dude is charging by the tooth, okay? How many teeth you need? So there are people over there.
People in the hood get a discount.
Now people over there just getting it up front. Okay? Okay? Just give me the four. I just need the four up front. Send a mass, right? Like, yeah. Okay? So this dude I know, he had a missing side tooth. Now, you know, a missing side tooth is cheaper than a Louis Vuitton. Now, let me just say this, right? Okay? How about you fix that first? Okay? Side teeth matter. Anyway, hashtag. So he explained to me, my doctor buddy, that when they do it wrong, when you go to the dentist, this is a procedure. This is a dental procedure, mm-hmm. Sean. Okay? Mm-hmm. This is a real dental procedure.
Oh, yeah.
Oftentimes, they might make you go to sleep a little bit to get it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you go to the dentist to get the dental procedure done, right? And you wake up, you got veneers. but it's $15,000. You go over here to Jean Jean, and it's $2,800. The difference is when that non-medical grade glue start to separate, you get space in between the two and the veneer. Let me tell you what happens. Then them collard greens you ate get stuck up
in between. Down and
huh? Go ahead, Holly. Them collard greens, them oxtails.
Swampy.
And then it starts to build up. You know how, if you don't put the garbage out early Thursday, okay, in the garbage, you miss the garbage man, huh? You go in the garage, you be like, oh, hell, right? So you got to leave the garbage can out a few more days.
Somebody's mouth is being the garbage.
You got to listen.
Oh, my God.
So you think about that. There are things that you drop in the garbage can that was good as hell when they was hot going in your stomach. But then you go in that garage, it's that garbage can, be like, oh, hell no. So everything you done ate then got stuffed in between your tooth
and
the veneer. Can you imagine?
Well, not only that, I got dentist friends and whatnot, and we've had this conversation before, and they say, you don't want to put anything over your tooth, especially if your tooth is not broken or anything wrong with it. Because believe it or not, your tooth, if you really take it microscopically, they have pores. And you pores. Want them, you want them to actually breathe. You know, you don't want to go ahead and shut it off, because in about 2 years, you're going to have to get root canals on all those teeth.
Oh, your teeth can't breathe.
And that's
breathe.
A bad thing, too, because a lot of, if you look it up now, a lot of dentists aren't even doing root canals anymore.
Right.
Because that's they're saying that that's even bad. That's bad for your teeth as well.
But, you know, I'm just saying, look, guys, if you don't like your smile, go to a legitimate doctor of dentistry, right?
You know who you can ask? The first people who do the veneers back in the days, ask the hood, the people that got the gold fronts. Look at them now.
Yeah.
All their teeth are all grinded.
They all got gum disease, you know? But again, man, if you got to be careful with that spacing in between that tooth and that veneer. I'm telling you, man, because look at all them rappers, you know, that's taking them veneers out now. You know, just like I'm telling you, because that collard green juice, let me explain to you about collard green juice.
Pot liquor,
that's what it is, Holly. Good call. You do not want to get stuff stuck up in between that tooth and that veneer, because you can't even brush it and you can't even floss up in there. Because that nail glue, see, that's what they're using. They going to the store where they buy the nail supplies, getting the veneer, just that, you follow me? Then you got acetone mouth. You heard of that yet? Acetone mouth.
And then your mouth smell like sexy res vajayjay.
Right. I'm telling you. So please, everybody, just be careful, man. I'm telling you, the veneer techs, and I'm telling you, man, if yo, listen to me, I'm going to say this. Y'all take this the way y'all want to take it. If the person that's doing your veneers is a Ante, Deonte, Keonte, okay?
Oh, wow.
Huh?
Jante.
Or
a Nguyen.
Or Avius.
Or a Wen, you said.
Or Avius, Zantavius, Sean.
Like some people say Nguyen.
Right, Nguyen. It's just, y'all got to do better, man. And to my friends, man, I get it. Sometimes you think you're going to attract more people if you, you know, spend some money on your you know, it goes to somebody. Even if you have to get in debt, man, just everything short money ain't gonna work out for you, man. And this brother's breath, man, I don't know where to get this dude some chewing gum or some toilet paper, man. God, you know, I'm like, damn, man. He every time I see him, he's like, hey, what's up, Dom? Oh, damn, man.
Listerine or Lysol,
something. You know what I mean? Then
you
his wife,
poop all that?
Then he married. He got a nice wife. I'm like, damn, how she do it? Then I realized she went to the same person, Jean Jean, and got her some veneers. So y'all both sitting up in the house thinking so bad.
Okay. Probably used to it, then.
So where can you find these veneer techs, D'Amica? I'm sorry we went down the street.
I mean, what do you mean? Where can we find
Atlanta them? Everybody in Atlanta got getting veneers.
The one that's being charged is in Las Vegas.
Oh, somebody being charged?
Yeah, a Las Vegas woman that ran an illegal company called the Veneer Expert. She's being charged with a felony, with felony counts of illegal practice of dentistry.
Yeah, what's her name?
We're trying to do a speed read.
Okay, what's her name?
Chica. What is it? Chica.
Spell it.
C-I-A-P-C-I-A-H.
Let me see. I can spell better than you.
What?
You can spell better.
Just that, that's not.
Oh, no, that's not her name.
Oh, now she's spelling the chemical that the lady used.
Yeah, no, that's not her name. I don't see the lady.
Anyway, but it's amazing because we got to be careful because think about it. You don't let anybody play in your mouth. Mm-mm. You know, and it's just
No Diddy.
No, did he?
Oh, man. But these people.
That's a different conversation.
But these people are going to these people paying very little money. And again, I read a great article.
I didn't know that was a felony.
Yeah, it's a felony. Absolutely. You see all these people going to jail for these fake BBLs? Then these people are going overseas on this medical tourism and getting these BBLs. And you come back here, you on your own, and they're dying. That little comedian baby mama died after the BBL, and y'all got to do. I get it, man. Everybody want to be vain, TikTok. Everybody on TikTok showing their BBL when it come out. We just got to stand for something, man. We just got to love our children, man. I think too.
Some things you don't want to get on the low low.
Yeah, man.
You know, we're looking for more affordable ways to get some of the things that we want, but some of the things. You don't want to go the cheap route on it. And definitely one of those things. That's what people are doing. They're trying to get it, you know, for a cheaper cost.
I just want to say this. If I could give any advice, start with your side two first, okay? Get your side two first.
You know what I mean? One tooth a month.
Yeah, just get your side two, man.
How about just brush your teeth and take care of your teeth, period, so you don't have to do none of that?
How about just keep your mouth clean, you know what I mean? But if nothing else, start with your side two, man. I saw this girl one time. I'll never forget it. She was so fine. I wanted to talk to her. And then she opened her mouth and the side, both her sides. She had a badass purse, Louis Vuitton, right? Limited edition.
Side tooth Terry.
Yeah, man, you know, and no side teeth but a Louis Vuitton. And I said to myself, the side tooth is cheaper than the Louis Vuitton. Get your side teeth in order. You know what I mean? I'm just sorry. You know, I know y'all think.
That's true. Because you see, they got all Louis Vuitton and all, you know, red bottom shoes and a Mercedes, but they're still smiling, putting their hand in front of their mouth.
You ever see somebody smile with their hand in front of their mouth?
Oh yeah, you know they've had that forever. Even when they're, you know who had bad teeth back in the day? Because now when they got veneers, when they smile or they laugh, they still do that. Mm-hmm. They still put their hand up like.
Yeah. Huh?
What? Why is there dare there?
No, Stemming was agreeing. Okay, Stemming would say, yeah, he agreed.
Yeah. Oh, everybody looking at their phones. It's not good.
I'm sorry. Facts.
Right.
Why are you laughing?
Well, I had a friend. He's talking with
him. Yeah, that's funny.
I had a friend that just recently I ran into him in Chicago, and I went up for my mom's funeral, and he had like three teeth, right? And he put his hand over his mouth, and somebody was like, just don't ask no questions. And I said, he got three teeth, but he had a nice-ass car, bad-ass car, right? I was like, damn, man, that's a nice-ass car. When you get that? He was like, man, I flip cars, man. Man, you need to flip teeth. You had three teeth, homie.
Wow.
He had a nice-ass car. It was bad. I'm telling you, it was a Cadillac, like the new Cadillac. I was like, he had them Trues and Vogues on it. The windows were tinted. And, man, he had a nice watch on, but he had three teeth. And I said, priorities, man. Damn.
Priorities. Priorities.
Damn, man. Like, damn.
Check your priorities.
He's rocking a whole.
One of them, he could do old payment.
Man, dude, the problem is, man, dude, I would rather have teeth than a car. You know?
Yeah.
I get tired of applesauce. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
You got flavored applesauce all day long, just like applesauce. Oh, man, give us a call, 321. We just sideways.
That's John Miller.
No, that's you, man. But oh, damn, he just texted me.
Who is that, rep?
I mean, wow.
Man, hold on.
Yeah, I know you ain't talking about me.
So special, man. He is having a special moment today. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, man, let's check out some open mics, man. I just lost a friend.
Oh, hello, Round Eye. Oh, your teeth really jacked up. Today I have three teeth special.
Three teeth?
Three teeth. Get the fourth one free. Sit down right here, Round Eye.
Hey,
Hey, Don, this is Mark Storm from Fort Walton Beach, Florida. Man, we trying to eat lunch down here. You're talking about stinky coochie and bad breath that you can smell behind you and rotten veneers. Come on, man, help us out. Beedoo, beedoo.
Beedoo, beedoo.
Hey, Craig and Val P. Y'all, you want that BBC? You got to get a BBL.
Oh, man, you guys, man. Thank
y'all.
You so much,
y'all
man. Again, I'm sorry. I had a moment. I spiral, guys. I do that from time to time. The motto of this show is what, guys?
Listen, laugh, and learn.
Yeah, that's what we got to do in here, man. Sometimes you got to laugh to keep from crying. Really, I, oh, God. Tamika, save me.
I don't know what to say because you gave me, Holly, you gave me a whole list of conversations for today. We hit none.
Okay, well, that's why you got the list.
Wait, when he texts me all of the stuff, I'm going, wow, he got a lot today. We ain't talked about not one.
Not one.
We're going to be better, man. We're going to be better. We're getting a little structure.
But I got to ask you a question, though. I mean, hey,
can it hold off till we take this break?
We're going to take this
break. Write it down so you don't
forget. Come back, Holly's going to ask the question. You're listening to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Back to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Jane Poultry and Mona Lisa was a man.
Welcome back to the Don Miller Show, where we listen, laugh, and learn on the Florida Man Radio Network. Listen, if you want to join the lively art of conversation, give us a call. 321-339-1055 is the number to dial. Who is that, Stepman?
Hold on. Let me see. I had it in front of me. That's Little Milton. I'm sorry.
Little Milton? Thought so. Hey, or you can head over to the open mic.
Mona Lisa was a man. That's Lil Milton.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't hear.
Stepman just told us that.
Oh, okay, thanks so much.
Or you can head over to the open mic on the Florida Man Radio app and give us your 30-second moment of shining on the Don Miller Show. Because you guys are the best. You make us laugh.
I apologize to the family of the gentleman I mentioned in Chicago. I just got a message from his brother, who said he passed away since I've seen him.
Dang, Don, I'm stuck being your friend because all your friends passing away.
Oh, God. Yeah, dang. He just passed away.
What's going on, bro?
And so I want to apologize. His brother was listening. He said, man, we love you, man. We love the show. You always talked about his mouth. And he wouldn't be mad. I just wanted to let you know.
Can you get your child?
Look, Demika, he said, I'm telling you, he passed away. You always talked about his mouth. We don't think he would be upset with you, but just let you know he passed away. Wow.
Demika.
Well, I don't know. That's your friend.
Rest in peace.
Somebody get him.
No.
That's your friend. That's your friend for 40 years.
You know what I mean? I didn't know he passed away. I didn't know, man.
Yeah.
My condolences.
Funny though, Don.
I'm just, you know. Come on. Why y'all looking at me all sad, man? I hope he had insurance.
It's not a sad look. It's a pathetic look. Like,
I hope he had insurance.
Wait. Of everything for him to say, he said, well, I hope he had insurance.
On his body, because his shoulder didn't have none on his mouth.
You got terrible.
Wow. Oh, wow.
I was just saying. But they talked about me to death, guys. These are the guys. Yeah. Who beat me to death.
Okay.
They had me.
Y'all did.
They had me
your mama jokes.
Insecure. No, they ain't talking about my mama. They talked about me. They had me insecure, feeling some kind of way. Never think I was going to mount to none. This is a guy who always told me I was not never going to mount to none. He said it to my face. He said, man, you ain't never going to mount to none. And I was like, but at least, and I just didn't know what else to say because he had a nice life. He always had nice clothes. He always had cute girls. And then, you know, last time I saw him, he had three teeth and none of the cute girls. And his clothes wasn't as nice as they used to be. This is a guy who wore leisure suits when they first came out. I don't know if you remember what a leisure suit was. This dude had nice-ass leisure suits.
First editions? Nice.
Yeah, man. He had a members-only jacket when I wish I had. So, I wanted one.
He had the Sergio Tacchini's.
I had the Tequila. Yeah, he had all of it. The Devils.
JW.
Okay, yeah, man.
Shopping at JW.
You know, again, last time I saw him, man. This dude had three teeth. So, but I didn't make fun of him. I just kind of put my head down. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn, man, you know, Full Circle is a bitch. You know what I mean? I just didn't feel bad. I felt bad for him. I, you know, but then I walk outside and see his Cadillac, and I'm like, and he still got his priorities in and out in order. Right? Yeah, I could imagine him just driving down the highway with the windows down and the breeze blowing through his teeth.
The Cadillac had a better grill than he did.
Yeah.
Huh? The wind blowing through his teeth, that's just wrong.
Or was the grill on his Cadillac the same? All broken up from...
The grill had three little cuts in it, right? You're right.
From rocks and all that.
His grill was his grill, man. Yeah.
Anyway. Looked the same. Just looking through the front of the car, you see the grill and his grill.
I need to do better with my life, guys. But again, I don't know about you guys. Okay, they keep asking me to have this conversation of... Did you, hey brothers, tune in about a funeral home in Central Florida? Tamika, pull that story up. We're going to take this phone call, and then we're going to have the story. Thank you so much, everybody who's been sending me that. Hey, you're on the Don Miller Show. What's your name? Where are you joining us from?
This is Frank calling you from Paradise, also known as Crestview, Florida.
Crestview, Florida. Hey, Frank, how you doing, man?
I got to tell you two things, Don. I think your show is the best thing since sliced white bread, okay?
I got to be white.
And I'll tell you, I enjoy your show so much, but I am so white, when I lay on a bed, I can't tell where the sheet stops and I start.
Okay, we're going to fix that. We're going to get you in the sun. You in Crestview, man. Take your ass to the beach.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, I just want to say how much I enjoy your show, and I am laughing and learning. This is one of the best shows you ever had today, I think.
Yeah, well, I thank you, man. Hey, how long you been in Crestview?
Since 85. I came down from Pennsylvania.
Oh, man, you remember my friend Tommy Hammonds?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tommy's good man.
That was the best move I ever made coming down here.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much for listening, man. Tell the people in Crestview.
I will do. Keep
it
up.
All right. Thank you, my friend. We appreciate it. Go ahead, Tamika. So I got a lot of messages and asked the question, was I going to talk about a local funeral home in Central Florida?
Are we calling the name of the funeral home?
Absolutely. We're going to call the name of the funeral home. What are you talking about?
Okay, just checking.
The Don Miller
Show. Make sure I don't violate
unsaid rules. Okay. Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me make sure. Several people. Matter of fact, I just got a text message about someone asking me, was I going to discuss this? And absolutely, right now, we're going to discuss it. So local funeral home in Orlando, and this happens. Before the show, Damika and I talked about this, and I want to play this clip, and then we'll open the phone lines up and talk about it. Go ahead.
Right now at 6 and only on 9.
I haven't even had a chance to mourn my mother.
A local family says their time to mourn turned into a moment of horror.
And I told him, I said, listen, I know how to identify my mom. My mom has distinct tattoos, and the dress that the lady has on, which I purchased, all you have to do is just pull it.
They say a funeral home presented the wrong body for their mother's viewing. Next, what we were told when we asked how something like this could happen. Unreal. The family says the mix-up only added to their grief of losing their loved one. Good evening. I'm Greg Warmoth.
And I'm Martha Sagowski. It happened last week at Mitchell's funeral home in Orange County. And today, the family of 80-year-old Julia Glenn Mitchell spoke exclusively to our Felicia Ashley. And Felicia, they told you it got worse from there, saying they were dismissed and actually felt intimidated when they tried to address this big problem.
Right, and I'm standing right in front of Mitchell's funeral home. This is where it all happened on Friday. The family told me that they're still just traumatized after realizing they were with someone else's corpse. And to this very moment, they have no idea who it is.
The error is clearly on us.
Video I obtained from the Walker's family viewing on Friday shows just part of a traumatic ordeal.
I just think it's wrong. Y'all had us even know somebody else's mom.
She had on everything that I bought for my mom. She had on her wig, the jewelry, her brooch, all the way down to her undergarments.
Mitchell's funeral home dressed up and labeled another corpse as Sanji Walker's mother.
My nephew went up to the window and expressed it. He asked the gentleman who did her makeup, and he responded, "I did." And he said, "No disrespect, sir, but it doesn't look like my grandmother." And he stated to my nephew that whatever is done is already done, and when was the last time you seen your grandmother? He was devastated.
Walker noticed the body didn't have her mother's scar, red nails, or tattoo. The family said the embalmer came out and told them their mother had been in the back the whole time.
Mr. Perry did enter the room. He said, "Well, the funeral is free, but you're going to have to sign. You're going to have to sign a waiver." And I'm like, "What?"
Former Chief Judge of Florida's 9th Judicial District, Belvin Perry, can be heard in the audio from the funeral home.
"Hi, good afternoon, Honorable."
Perry didn't answer when I called him multiple times today.
"Hi, good afternoon, Mr. Perry."
To ask why he showed up and approached the family at the funeral home. I went to the funeral home to find out how this mistake happened. The owners wouldn't come to the front, but handed me a pre-made statement.
Okay, let's have this conversation. This can happen. Shouldn't happen. Should never happen.
Though.
Huh? Yeah.
But it can happen.
It can happen. The way this happened is the problem. The response to it happening is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Kimberly Mitchell, who is the proprietor of that business, has a history of being an asshole to people.
Mm. Oh, wow.
To people who spend money there. I cannot tell you how many people have complained to me about her. The way this happens is always something that should never go down like this. For the gentleman who responded by saying, "When's the last time you seen your grandmother?" That was totally, ridiculously wrong as hell and out of place.
All right.
You asked a question. What was your question?
Yeah, that in the clip it mentions Belvin Perry. What does he have?
Belvin Perry is the former chief judge.
What does he have to do with anything?
He's the former chief judge. He's an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And based on what I'm seeing,
he
represents the funeral home.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Sounds like he represents the funeral home. To ask for the signing of a waiver, I don't understand what that is about, or to offer the service for free. I have no idea what that's about. But I can tell you the response to this, to me, was the problem.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a funeral director, a boss, because I know the people who work there, good dudes, really good dudes.
Mm-hmm.
But the boss is not a nice person. The woman who runs the business has a history of not being a nice person to people who are bringing her money in business.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a whole nother conversation. But the response to this is absolutely unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think this is over yet, but it can happen. But I think there are checks and balances in this business. The decedent had a toe tag, of course, and that is what you go by all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The tag on the person's toe, all the time. You check, you double check, you check again. Correct, Holly?
Right.
And so somebody dropped the ball along the way. There are no excuses. There are a lot of apologies, but there are no excuses for this. There should be definitely 100% quality control at every step. Every step, quality control. Boom, whose clothes are these? Take a photo of when the family brings the outfit, you take a picture of the outfit.
Mm-hmm.
They're steps. They're checkpoints that you can make sure that this never happens. And I hope they figure it out. It's devastating for a family. It is horrible for a family.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible. But this is what happens when there are too many things, other things going on, and running your business and operating your business is not the focal point. Or when there are just a bunch of distractions. It could happen. But it shouldn't. And I hope that they learn from this.
Mm.
I hope so. But to this family, it's too late.
But I thought it was the viewing.
No, no, no. When you have to deal with this at the end of a loved one's life, you don't want any of this.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying you're saying it's too late, but it's not the funeral, but so again, they don't have time to correct it before the funeral.
Yeah, but again, do you understand the psychological aspects?
Yeah, I'm not saying I don't get that.
Yeah, it can be corrected.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
But can you imagine walking in there and you're like, wait a minute, who is this? This was the wrong person, not the wrong outfit.
Yeah, no, and it sounds like they weren't willing to correct it. Like they gave them a lot of attitude, just bringing the issue, you know, to their attention. Like that would be really disturbing. I don't even know that I would want them to do the funeral if you're addressing me like that when I'm bringing this is a problem.
yeah, that ain't my mama. Yeah. That ain't my mama. Okay.
I don't see her third line tattoo. Where's that?
Yeah, like my mom got tattoos, dude. Who is this?
Where her teardrop at?
That's very weird.
I think
I would have clowned.
I think the young lady who lost her mom, who's well known in this community, a very respectable lady. I'm saying to you that when you are in charge of someone's loved one in the final period, right? I just think there should be a lot of things done differently. But it goes back to volume. I don't know when you've got the level of volume that some of these people in these businesses have, it's hard to keep up unless you have sufficient staffing. But there are people out here, on a shoestring too. That don't want to spend the money to have the level of staff you may need when you got that kind of volume. There are a lot of factors involved.
Let me ask you this question. Now, I didn't see this. Yeah. So there is apparently there's an arrest warrant issued for the Florida Home director that was accused of mishandling the remains. So what kind of charge?
No. Let me see.
Is that not the right story?
That's probably another story. Does it have a name on it?
Let me see.
Yeah, because I didn't know that. But again, we just have to be careful. That industry is a very delicate, delicate industry, and you have to the compassion. It should be at the forefront.
Oh yeah, this is a different.
Okay. You're talking about the guy in Jacksonville. He's already been arrested.
Man, y'all got all this going on in the funeral home business. I got a bunch of criminals in the funeral home business.
I just think when the media gets involved. I just think at the forefront of all of this, people, the parents, and you, when you're dealing with this, I just think we got to show a little more compassion and have a little better organization because this should never happen. It happens, but it should not.
So now you got a chick. So before you're viewing, you need to get there, about an hour early?
Oh, absolutely. Make sure
it's the right person.
Yeah. Well, that's why they have a family viewing. They have a family viewing for the family to show up so that they can... You know, it happened to me with my mama. I had to clown. Remember, I had to go in and clown.
My issue with this is that why did I don't understand how come it had to get to that point to where I come in here and you don't have the body right. Your everything after that should have been like, oops, we got to fix it.
Right,
get an attitude.
Exactly. That's crazy.
But let me tell you what happens, Holly. This is what happens. When you're
the arrogant,
this is what happens when you consider yourself the king of the hill. Okay. In a community, in a cultural scenario, you tend to start feeling yourself. I think at the forefront of these, any of this situation should be humility, respect, compassion. And you don't always get that, especially when you're dealing with the king of the hill in many instances across this country, not just here. The black funeral industry, you have to understand the nature of the business. It has evolved to something different. Over the years, it was just people cared about each other. Even now, across the board in the funeral industry, you know, I got a lot of friends in it. And when it becomes a lick, you know what I mean?
You start making cash.
When it becomes a lick, then everything tends to change. So I want to Keep this family, Sanjay and her family, in our prayers, and hope that these people can figure out a better situation, because this is not cool. It should not happen. But when your business becomes a lick, things like this tend to happen. So got any questions real quick? 321-339-1055. D'Amica, come on.
Nope.
Holly?
No, man, I mean.
Okay, but the phone lines are open. Stedman, you got a phone call? You got a question? Okay. The bottom line is this, right? I got a lot of messages to talk about this. I wasn't running from it at all. You know, I ain't getting ready to do all that. But I can tell you, this is embarrassing at a level. But again, what we all agree on, this is what we all agree on. The attitude toward the person who ran that business should not have been the way it was on the clip that I heard. Okay. Clearly, it's on us.
So let me ask a question. Yeah. So I'm just reading.
I thought you didn't have no question.
Well, because I was still reading. Okay. Still reading, Holly. I'm a reader. So, okay. So I do want to acknowledge that the funeral home owner did release a statement saying that we feel terrible about what has happened. We understand everyone's hurt and disappointed. We've taken appropriate and corrective steps, and we have apologized several times to the family. We have also implemented an internal review. So there is a funeral home expert. His name is Kevin Davis, said that there is a law that was implemented a few years ago saying that a tag with the person's name, date, and birth and death must be attached to the body at all times. And every time a body is moved, it is supposed to be documented.
Absolutely.
So do you think that this procedure was not followed?
I think
accident happen?
I think the issue is volume. That is a high volume mortuary.
Okay.
Extremely high volume. Many times in the high volume mortuaries, there's a staffing issue, especially in the family owned businesses. There's a staffing issue.
But I'm still saying, because of the volume, are you implying that they probably did not follow this procedure?
I don't know. But I can say, in a high volume business, you need more people. You need more people on the ground. You need more people in a high volume business. You need checks and balances. You need somebody just quality control. You need somebody to walk the room. Okay. And when you don't have that, or when you don't want, look, I got to put this on the record. The funeral director and bomber there is a guy I love. Okay. I love him. He's my friend, and I'm not putting this on him. Okay. And, but I can tell you that there are internal struggles across the board. That's a high volume business that should probably have more people on the ground and in the business. So, you know, that's pretty much it. But I can tell you this, that should never happen. No family should have to go through that. And again, there are checks and balances. Somebody dropped the ball. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, there was the level of the attitude from the lady in charge was not the right attitude. And I think that is what started it, because it always goes to the top. The attitude of the person in charge is what people are going to see. And you got to have competent people. You got to have oversight. The procedures in place probably weren't implemented. But I think people learn from situations like this. Sometimes you got to get dragged to figure it out. Okay?
Wow.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to get dragged. Let's craziness. Check out some open mics, and we're going to turn the corner. Go ahead.
Hey, y'all. It's T-Off. Today's Sesame Street is sponsored by the words sawdust, mackerel, and collard greens.
Beedle-beedle.
Hell to the no, Don Miller. We're talking Waffle House 2 a.m. style
David,
fight.
You never
if I have a
mic.
Funeral and you have somebody else in my loved one's casket, hell to the no. Mm.
That does not look like my mother. Oh, that's your mother. No. For one thing, this lady in the box is Chinese. So your mother had a secret. No, ridiculous. She's never looked like that in her life. For one thing, my mom is 5'9", not 4'3".
I tell you what, you ask Barry Hill, we give you special deal on toenail.
Hey,
Don Miller, Chris in Pensacola. Hey, at one time, black funeral homes were so prevalent. We had one with a drive-in window called Junior's Funeral Home. He ended up being a county commissioner and ended up dying under a front porch for drinking antifreeze. Yeah. Later.
That's it.
You know what's funny? It's hilarious, right? I think we're going to go to break. Before we go into break, I got you. Yeah, it's unfortunate. That was funny, though. What I can tell you, though, it's that I think just being incredibly compassionate when you deal with people at this point. There are not a lot of people. It's not the same business. There are people in this just for the lick. You know, I almost got into a fight when I went to Chicago to my mama's funeral with this bitch-ass funeral director with this ragged-ass operation he had. But you've got to compose yourself. But he was disrespectful. Mm. And these are people who, it's a lick, you know. And this is how it goes when it's a lick. When you just, you know, you got people coming in and, you know.
Get in and get out.
Get in and get out. And I just think, fortunately, there are people out here who still care. We just got to continue to find those people and do business with those people and trust our loved ones with those people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just how I feel. You know, I get it so often in that business, guys. We know people. We go to the people that we know,
mm-hmm.
right? And that it ain't always the same as it was historically. Yep. So we got to continue to look, seek out competent businesses so that we can continue to provide beautiful homegoing services to those who we love. Quickly, to the gentleman who dropped the open mic from Pensacola, he was talking about Willie Jr. Willie Jr., that was his actual name, had a funeral home in Pensacola called Junior's Funeral Home. Holly, he was country Bama ass country Bama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. First of all, your name, Willie Jr., your real name is Willie Jr.
You Willie L.
Yeah, yeah. Willie Jr., yeah. He was interesting. He was the first black member, I think, of the Escambia County Commission since Reconstruction. Wow. And just a very interesting guy. And Willie Jr., went to jail. I think he went to jail. Really? He took a bribe and got jammed up. But he was an interesting guy. He was kind of coontastic, if I may say. I remember Willie Jr.
Willie Jr.
They locked Willie ass up. Damn, that's interesting. Last from the past name. But Willie Jr. went missing before they found him dead. They later found his decomposed body. Oh. Under the steps, a dude named Ben Dudley, who used to work for Junior at the funeral home, and the neighbors smelled the odor, and they started looking around, and Junior had decomposed so badly that they found $60 in his pocket, a bunch of Heineken bill bottles and empty pill containers near his body. But that was an interesting story. The story of Willie Junior is a very interesting story of the rise and fall of Willie Jr. When we come back, it's that time. It's Wellness Chat with D'Amica Page. When we come back, D'Amica gonna ring the bell for wellness. She's gonna ask us some questions, present a conversation. So when we come back, get ready, get your pens and your papers ready. Bye, y'all. D'Amica Check, Wellness Check. D'Amica Page, Wellness Check. When we come back.
Back to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
One with your emergency.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Don Miller Show, where we listen, laugh, and learn on the Florida Man Radio Network. Last segment before we head out of here. Still got time to give us a call. 321-339-1055 is the number to dial. It is Wellness Check. It's Wellness Check. We want to talk about what's happening in the fitness and health industry, what's happening at your from what's happening in the health industry, and what's happening in your home. Looking at different tips, information, tips, and strategies to help you engage in a fit and healthy lifestyle. We're going to navigate some options to help you live your best life. I stumbled all over that. However, what I wanted to do, because we talked about veneer breath, Holly, I thought it was important that we also talk about 10 or 15 different types of diseases that are actually caused by poor dental hygiene that you probably
I didn't even know you were going to go down aware, that road.
That you were probably not aware of.
Did you know I was going to talk about veneer breath?
I never know what you're going to talk about. Okay, let's just be clear.
Let's be clear. Right. That's right there.
So here are a couple of diseases that are associated with poor dental hygiene. Mm-hmm. Cardiovascular disease, Alzheimer's disease, periodontal disease, of course. But what you may not have known is diabetes is also associated with it. High risk pregnancies, so meaning there can be some high risk associated with your pregnancy if you are pregnant. There are several different cancers that are associated with poor dental hygiene, as well as obesity, COPD or obstruction with your sleep apnea, and also obesity can also be linked to poor dental hygiene. So there's a lot of research right now that's out there that's linking poor dental health with several chronic conditions.
So poop breath, there's a correlation between poop breath. PB.
What kind of breath?
Poop breath. PB. Poop breath.
Like poop. Poop come out of you. Oh, wow. The poop that come out of you. Wow. PB. It's coming out of you.
Let's call it PB. Poop breath.
Wow.
Yeah.
Coming out your breath.
So that's funny you say that, because my friend who with the three teeth who passed away had the sugar.
Diabetes. Yes. So the high risk comes from the bacteria that starts in your mouth, and then it enters in your bloodstream, and then it leads to other systematic chronic conditions.
Damn.
So it starts from here.
Like a sepsis type of.
Yeah. So that bacteria not only is just linking around in your mouth, but it's getting into your bloodstream and then causing other malfunction in the systems of the body. Interesting, right?
So there's a right. I'm writing this down. So no, for real, right? So I need to stop making fun of people, with poop breath.
Actually, you need to keep making fun of them so they know, get rid of that poop breath. Brush their teeth.
Right.
Oh damn.
It's okay to do it with a little bit of baking powder too. A little baking soda.
Baking soda. That's old school.
Yeah. Just put the baking soda in your mouth and just kind of chew on it.
Yeah. Brush, man. You got to brush.
Or get a breath mint with a battery.
Wow. What you got in your mouth?
Brush mint with a battery.
Last all day.
Y'all doing too much.
No. This is great. You brought this up. I had no idea that you were going to talk about this, but this is very important, because
it's why we're a team. Teamwork make the dream work,
man,
baby.
The dream is amazing right now, because I'm getting ready to tell you, I apologize to a whole bunch of people, man. You know, and my friend with the three teeth, when we were young, he had halitosis. I mean, halitosis, okay?
Halitosis.
Yeah, because we called it halitosis, because when he'd come over, the whole house was a ptosis. And, like, damn, he come, the house is a ptosis. But he also, is amazing. He was that friend who would come over. Rest in peace, big guy. Love you, man. But they know how I would. He listened to the show, so he know how I would. So you ever had that friend? This is great you're saying this.
Yeah, I'm glad you're talking about friends, because LaShawn, he was talking about their little friend strategy to get their, you know, other people in the clique to get them on the right path. It's called shaming.
Yeah. Listen, let me tell you something. We were hood kids, right? But
hood kids.
We grew up in the hood kids. So at the lunch table, if you sat at our lunch table, you know, we grew up in the 80s, early 90s. So it was like your mama jokes and your daddy this and your mama's so fat. So you can't sit at our table if you were sensitive.
Right.
Also, made you strong. Y'all made people strong.
Yeah. Also, we made fun of you if you didn't make honor roll.
Okay.
Because then you ain't got no room to talk.
That's uplifting.
Because what you'll be like, oh, you a dumbass. You got a 2.8. Look at you. Ha ha. Good try.
Oh, so you can only talk noise if you was high performing.
Yeah. If you had more than a 3.0, then, you know, you could be like, you know, everybody's like, oh, you got he
So you a motivational speaker.
Yes, sir.
Okay. LaShawn, motivational speaker.
Motivational insulter.
Yes, sir. There you go. That's motivational insulter. Yeah. I like that one better.
Okay.
Play with their psyche, you know?
But you know, it's funny, because I had a friend who used to come over to my house. Holly, you're going to love this. Every time this dude came over to the house, soon as he come in, hey, man, let me use your bathroom. What? And he always, let me use the bathroom. And we thought he, one day he came over. Me and Holly were sitting there, Holly, in the living room. Me and Holly used to play PlayStation for 10 hours. And dude went to the bathroom. He'd come over your house. He'd immediately come in and blow your bathroom up.
He did number two?
All the time. Wow. So finally I was like, dog, man, you can't. Come on, man. What's up, man? He's like, man, dude, this was went on for like 6 months. He's like, man, my, I'm like, what? He lived in this raggedy ass house by himself. It was mama's house. She died. He stayed in the house. He's like, man, you know that toilet, my toilet. Say, what? Yeah, the toilet's, what? My toilet don't work. Get a plumber. He's like, I did, man. He told me $1,800. So you just hold it until you come to somebody else's house?
And then sit in there and lay it out, take your time with it.
Blow it to death.
And this is before poopery, right?
Man, but no poopery.
Nail the door shut. Nail the door shut.
Man, man, so I'm like, dude, what? Sell that raggedy ass house. He talking, man, this family, man, this house been in my family for years. And it's been raggedy all those years. Yeah. But you can't come over here and hit a deuce no more, dog.
A deuce?
No, man. Come over my house and hit a deuce, man. Like, no, man. I'm like, I can't believe you.
That's pretty much disrespectful. That's disrespectful, dog.
Man, dude, I was like, man, come on, man. What's up with you, man? And he would come over there. His name was, what was his name?
Don't say it.
Ralphie. Ralphie.
He hasn't learned anything.
His name was Ralphie. Remember him, Holly?
Ralphie? No, you're not talking about Ralphie.
Rancid Ralphie. I remember Rancid Ralphie, yeah.
Yeah, Ralphie used to come over my house. You remember Ralphie?
Oh, man. Yeah, I remember Ralphie.
Yeah, man. Ralphie. Ralphie used to blow the bathroom up. I was like, no, you can't come over here. No, I ain't really like him anyway. He was a friend of a friend.
Yeah. I could say the same.
But now, yeah.
He was a different kind of cat.
Yeah, man. So anyway, yeah, so thank you. That's all.
Take care of your mouth.
Take care of your mouth. And don't go to blow brush, nobody else's house.
Brush and floss.
I'm just serious, man.
That stinkiness can come out both ways.
Man, for real.
Both ways.
And there's nothing worse than having a beautiful, gorgeous woman with bad breath.
Oh, man.
With bad breath.
Holly.
I've been there, bro.
Coming out of both
Holly,
ends.
Wait. Holly, you been there. I know you been there. Holly, remember her?
Ooh.
she was bad.
Just disrespectful, bro.
Oh, she was bad. Oof.
Which set of lips?
Oof.
Oh, wow, not with that.
First of all, these people talk about you go to the bathroom and light a match. That don't work no more.
Hey, Don, let me tell you.
Not with all these chemicals in the food.
Let me tell you one other thing. I didn't tell you all 15 diseases, but one of them is prostate and erectile dysfunction. Is one of the diseases.
Prostate?
Yeah.
Prostate. She can never say that word.
Prostate.
Yeah, you said it.
Prostate.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, you look for an opportunity.
I do, all the time.
Erectile dysfunction. So, men, y'all,
if your breath stank, it got a correlation between your thing ain't working?
Yes.
I ain't know that at all.
Yes.
What you say?
Get it right. Get it right.
Breath
stink, your thing will sink.
Her breath. Did you say her breath?
Yeah, her breath will make the thing not work too.
Oh my goodness, right y'all now, are way boy, too roll, much I, for
I,
me.
Me and Holly knew this girl. She was so fine, man. There was one time I was like, damn, I wish there was a way. Mm-hmm. But she'd be like, hey, Don Miller, hey, Holly. But Holly did go on a date with her fine ass.
Bad breath can be corrected. That's not like a lifetime sentence. All you got to do is tell your
girl. It just shows neglect. And you know what I'm saying? And as a man, you're like, if you're neglecting your own breath and it's right there under your own nose, what else are you going to do?
That girl loved her some Holly Holloman. So I ain't going to even lie.
I don't know what Don is talking about.
Y'all remember that girl that stank your breath that loved you?
What are you doing?
I've probably forgotten her by now.
Oh, stinky. As soon as I remember her.
No. I'm just, hey, but you know what? Thank you so much, Tamika.
Yes. Good information.
Yeah.
Good information.
You know, and Altoids. I think Altoids cannot get rid of the problem. Altoids is like a COVID mask, okay? Let me just say this. I'm going to repeat this for the people. What you doing, Holly?
You hide behind.
And if you came out of COVID, I just want to say this to everybody. There's no reason coming out of COVID if you don't know your breath stink.
Oh, my God.
I had to get out of the car one day. I'm in the car by myself, and that COVID mask taught all us a lesson.
It sure did, didn't it?
I was like, damn.
If you were slipping there even a little bit.
Oh, man, I got lightheaded.
To get me, I see people riding in their car with their mask on. I'm going, I'm trying to breathe some fresh air.
I still see that.
Not that COVID, no. You got to put, man, that thing was ridiculous. I mean, your breath was, I'm talking, hurting people. It was hurt. I'm talking about something.
You shock yourself. You got to,
but you was like, look, hey, bro, no, thank you. I don't want nothing. Don't even give me money out your pocket.
I made a mistake one time, and I picked up somebody else's mask. Oh, what a fellowship. What a joy. I went and took my mask to got a monogram mask. DM, that's mine. Okay, don't touch my mask. But I put somebody else's mask on. And I was like, ain't no way my breath smell like this. And realized it wasn't even my mask. But you knew if you had bad breath then, didn't you?
Absolutely. Even a little bit.
I was like,
they get trapped in your mask.
I went home and washed my mouth out.
Oh my goodness.
I washed my face with Listerine. I was like, because remember the smell be in your face.
Because you only sweat right there.
Yeah. I was like, man, I was so bad. Oh, thank you so much for leading us out of the darkness into the light. I'm telling you, man, we was out. I was like, man, this don't even make no sense. So thank you so much, everybody. Coming up next, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, the Shannon Burke Radio Show. Shannon Burke, of course, is joined by Easy and the lovely and very talented Heather. They are followed by Jesse Kelly. And in the morning, Bubba the Love Sponge. You can find everybody right here on Florida Man Radio. So much to talk about. We will be back tomorrow. Real Rap Kane, myself. And Sean, if he's available to join us instead of Stead, Holly Holloman.
We didn't talk about any politics today.
No, sometimes that's okay. Yeah, that's sometimes, no.
Yay.
That's sometimes.
I know Holly.
Sometimes,
like
okay.
That.
I just think it's very important that we come in here and enjoy the conversation some days and talk to them people up there in the Panhandle and people over there in Pine Hills. I want to shout out to Veneer King, Gene, the Veneer King in Pine Hills. Man, we appreciate you so much, man, but you got to figure out a better way, man. But thank you so much again. Holly, he said he told me to give you a discount when you get here.
No, thank you.
Okay.
I'm going to go with these raggedy pieces of meat I got now.
They ain't raggedy. You got them. You can still chew on some food. As long as you can chew on some food, ain't nobody's business but your own.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll gum it.
Well, again, thank you so much, everybody. Follow us. How they follow you on social media?
D'Amica Page on all platforms.
How they follow you, baby?
Lil Shauna.